You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
New on Riotcast,
The Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli.
Good evening!
And Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good, so good to be here.
I don't drop F-bombs to old ladies. I mean, I make my point, but whoa, dude. Holy shit, I'm impressed. What did you say to her?
Shut the fuck up and sit down.
Holy shit. You verbally punched her in the face.
I know.
I don't care if you got in your living room a photo of you with George Bush and Obama. You got a dripping sink in a dirty shower. You're a zero. What if you're, like, watching Undercover Boss, a show that's near and dear to you? What if, as you're getting upset and crying, she just walks by on her way upstairs and cups your balls and goes, oh, baby, crying! And just shakes your balls a little and then goes upstairs. Do you feel like she didn't have a right to do that? Or, I'm a husband. She could shake those balls no matter what, whenever she wants.
When I watch Undercover Boss, nobody touches me. Okay?
This is the Pete and Sebastian Show.
Now playing on the Riotcast Network.
And I'm dying for a hot chocolate.
Oh my God, there's an edit.
Okay,
all right, here's the deal.
What if I changed oil on your car, Bobby?
All right, I'm going to be you and you be me. You ready?
We were nailing it, by the way.
Yeah, we're like the BBC version. We were first.
Go ahead. Talking to the microphone, though. Go ahead. Hey, what's up, Dan? You guys all set? Everything cool?
Yeah.
Cool. You get a coffee?
Huh?
You get a coffee?
You want a coffee, brother?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sorry I didn't call you. I usually call you for that, but you want one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Anybody else want something?
Well, I remember the other day you said it was going to be too late to get a coffee, so that's why.
Oh!
That's why I said that, so.
He came out of character to correct you.
Now no, go back into
Chris
character.
Chris Scopo does some real ass improv. Yeah.
Chris Scopo came out of character to be a cunt.
Yeah.
But, Bobby, you know, half of them, when you checked your car into the shop, you said you only wanted the brakes done. You know, I didn't really think I was going to look at the oil pan.
You fuck.
Can I get milk sugar? Can I get some beef jerky?
That sweet
you're
ass.
You're not getting beef jerky, you fucking monkey. Yeah. Nobody's getting beef jerky. There's no beef jerky on the fucking
list.
He's
not going to a truck stop.
Yeah, where's
he
going?
Coffee and beef jerky.
Can I get some hard green bananas?
A Flying J, if you're stopping by one, could you pick up some beef jerky for this fucking
idiot? Allman Brothers tape I can get a hold of?
Yeah. Dude, get me a Larry the Cable Guy CD if you got one. And a hat. A get her done, you fucking idiot.
Do you have a wire that could charge my cell phone in a car?
Yeah. You got camouflage clothes?
All right, now that he's gone, fucking Scopo.
Oh, dude, what a can. Answer to the show.
To Depot, you hate him, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh?
You don't need him, right?
Oh! All right, let's get into the show.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What?
Yeah.
Podcast.
No topics, no directions. But I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
We're back talking New York sports. Giants versus Cowboys. Knickerbockers about to start their season. Call in 1-800.
What'd you just say?
Knickerbockers?
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
All right. All right, guys. Fucking Christ. All right, as you can tell, we're back with some of the regulars of, and Scopo's not here right now. He went and did a coffee run.
Yeah. Can we always make him do that? That right before we sit down?
Scopo could really go for
Scopo a Metro card with $9 and 19 cents.
But this literally plays into fucking Lewis's fucking psychosis. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to do a coffee run. Anybody want coffee? I'll take coffee. He goes, can you give me beef jerky?
Yeah.
It's like not even the same. Do you know how hard it would be to find fucking beef jerky right now?
You know how long that would take him to be off the show? It was a brilliant idea.
All right, I didn't have.
I'm into scones now.
Can you give me this custom beef jerky and Paramus?
I need John Valvado shoelaces. If you could find those
for a size 9 European,
can you get me an All Saint zipper for a leather jacket?
Yeah, it was great.
Dude, what a fucking ass. And then, of course, I tell him, you know, we do the thing. I'm glad to have you back, Lou.
Thanks, first of all.
And but I have him back. And of course, 2 seconds in, dude, shut the fuck up so I can do the sound check. And he fucking just yaps again.
The line I was going to make, by the way, was going to be, can I say the line that you fucking hurt my feelings for?
Yeah.
You said, I need everyone to be silent. And then I said, Chris Cotton, tell a joke. And it was fun.
That's just as bad.
Man, talk about bringing up.
Terrible.
That was like a very, at the end of a detective series where the guy gives away the murder. That's what Lewis did, where he's like, I killed her. Ah! You're like, why did you bring that up? You were in the good.
You're cool. You were in the car already.
It wasn't a good one.
You shot the teller at the bank robber.
Yeah, it wasn't.
The way I timed it was great, but then, you know.
The way you timed
don't
it.
Don't be List. List isn't here. Don't try to beat Joe List.
I told that joke. It was a great one. It was a zinger.
Fucking, you guys mad at me?
Why don't you go. Oh, fuck. Sorry, dude. I didn't take my ass reflux pill. I'm going to get an email about that. Dude, can you not burp in the fucking thing, dude? You fat cunt fuck. Love you.
Yeah, man.
It's good to be back. It's good to have the regulars and somebody new. This is your first time, right?
Yeah, this is my first time.
Are you excited?
Not at all. Should I be excited?
Yeah.
I don't know how to be excited. I don't know what to do.
You got like a Biggie energy right before you got shot.
You're
my man, Puff.
Here's why you should be excited. We're fucking 5 comics, and we're just doing some creative shit on a Monday night, having some fun. And you're making it like, it's not a career changer, but I mean, it's just fun. What the fuck?
I'm weird. You asked me. I'm an honest motherfucker. I'm happy to be here. I don't have.
That's all. That's all. You can just say that.
Okay.
It's okay to. It's okay to be. It's okay to be happy.
You really almost. You're like an old Jewish lady.
I don't know what.
Well, I feel a little.
If you're honest, you're happy. You said it.
I'm happy.
Are you an honest guy? Are you excited? Are you happy to be here?
I am happy.
Then that's it. That's all I ask. I'm happy you're here.
It's the weirdest argument. I'm happy.
What we try to do here, we try to break down fucking walls on the YKWD. We want people to we want to feel comfortable. We want you to love.
Can I use the N-word? Can I use the N-word?
Oh, please.
I don't.
Nigga?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, you can. Lewis is dying to.
Lewis is prepping. Lewis is just rocking it.
That's just been flipping around my head the whole time.
Yeah, Lewis's career, yes, he can.
We're scream it into couch cushions when I lose video games.
Oh, Jesus.
Couch cushions. So we are.
Fucking God. I didn't use it. That's what I'm saying. I'm not using that word.
I thought we were being honest.
Do you not use it? Are you against it? Are you anti?
I don't use it until I get into the car and roll up all the windows before I go on a road gig, and I just get them all out at once. Here's the thing. I used to talk to Patrice about this because Patrice used to say it, like he just said it, and it had different meanings, you know, like surprise, like, man, look at this motherfucker, what the fuck are you thinking? It had all these different meanings when he said it, and
it's like the word "you're" for white people. It had a bunch of different meanings.
Can I just say something? I don't know where it is.
No,
it's right there.
You'll take lashings at the end.
I'll tell you. I just listened to an old Howard Stern where he was where Paul Mooney was on. And it was right after the Michael Richards thing.
Yeah.
And he gave up the word, the N-word.
I seen him after that. He didn't give up shit.
Well, that's the funny thing is that he took it
more and he says nigga way more on stage.
What do you mean he spits? What the fuck is that?
When he fucking talks, it's a string of spit that never fucking stops coming out.
Really?
I watched it from the side one. I was like, this is the nastiest shit. The front row was just kept blinking. They knew what was happening. No one could stop
him. You know who else does that?
White man trying to come in here and take my spit. I'll punch you right in your mouth, white man. Take my spit.
I'll suck your dick if you're cute enough.
I used to write for Richard Pryor. I'll spit right in your face.
That's funny. No, you know who else does that? Chaz Palminteri, when I went to see Bronx Tale. Norton was like, dude, he spits a lot. Dude, he spits so much.
Really?
Dude, it was
spit a lot when I talk.
I do too, dude. I spit meat in a chick's eye once downstairs.
And then you got it back out.
I told you that. Fucking.
Oh, that's mine, bitch. Come here.
No, she just politely wiped it out. I was like,
oh, that's the worst.
That's how you know you're having a good set, when you can spit meat into a girl's eye and she just enjoys it still.
He's so good.
I think we all spit.
If Scopo spit meat into a woman's eye, she would have him arrested.
Well, here, speaking, you got it, Deepu? Yeah, yeah. Deepu, anyways.
Deepu, by the way, is hot. I didn't realize how good looking he was. He's a very good looking Indian guy.
He's like a Bollywood Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia.
You got the unshaved sexy thing going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I'm like a good extra on Lost.
Yeah, you would. Perfect.
Dude,
yeah, yeah.
Like literally, ISIS should recruit you for their videos. You fucking.
I think they did.
Yeah, yeah.
He edits all of them.
And the live stream too.
I think those beheadings fucking edit together so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are a good looking guy, dude.
Well, I'm having a good day. It's an up and down journey with me. So.
Yeah, I mean, your forearms would fucking turn me off. They're a little. You should trim those.
It's my tribute to Robin.
They were Robin who?
Robin Williams.
Oh,
Robin
really?
Thick.
I thought it was funny. I laughed. I laughed too much. I made it not funny. What's up, buddy? Oh, thanks. You all right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, Scopo.
Hey, Chris, do you want me to drink it? Scopo.
Scopo remembering the straw. That's the level that Scopo's on, Deepu. Like, he remembered the straw. Bobby's like, good job, Bobby. You really did a good job there.
That's not true.
And drop it. Drop it. Good.
Good boy. Good boy.
Deepu's in a suit. He's like a pet that you put in a suit.
I've got 9 straws in my pocket. Where to go?
Deepu's like, I just 3D printed my own straws.
Deepu has an iPhone 6 Plus straw.
iPhone Deepu.
Here is the thing. We had a great weekend at Gotham Comedy Club. I was fucking... I've been under a lot of fucking stress. Just unnecessary stress. But I was under, a bunch of stress just because I've been burning the candle at both ends. Yeah. And then we had, 5 shows this weekend. But I was with Gomez and Chris came down on Saturday night. And John Fish, who actually...
Love him.
He did a great job. You know, me and him had our... I've known John. I was actually a counselor at his Jewish camp. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, my foster father, who was a Jewish guy, he became the director of this camp, and he said to me, "I'm going to be gone. This is a big opportunity for me, to be the director." He's gone there since he was a kid, all his friends, and I'm leaving for 2 months. So you got to find another place to live, or you can come work at the camp and make money, but there's no money. You can be a counselor or you can get another job, the highest paying job, $1,500 lifeguard. So I spent the next 7 weeks getting my lifeguard license. I made it by fucking 42 seconds. Literally, I grabbed the wall with 42 seconds. They had to save me. They had to help me out of the pool. But technically, they had to give it to me.
Your foster father does our taxes. So we'll let you be a lifeguard.
But I don't remember John back then as a little kid, but I,
You should have looked at the back of his head. That might help you.
Wait a minute. Is fucking John Fish Jason Voorhees? Did you make fun of him and he died at the bottom of a lake?
Because you were banging some chick on the beach?
Dude, I didn't know you were swimming.
Fucking kid's weird head.
He comes out of the lake. Fucking dude, Camp Crystal Lake. It was a Jewish camp. A lot of Jews. Jason Voorhees going.
A lot of Jews. I don't remember, but then he was kind of, I would blame me too, but there was some times, when people are too familiar when they walk up, hey, you fucking, said some shit to me once, like, who, what the fuck?
Hey, buddy, we have the same head.
I don't know, some weird shit. And I was like, I was just like, fuck you, dude. We don't know each other like that. And I was like, dude, but me and him actually been cool the last couple of times. And it was really good to work with him this weekend. He's really funny, man. He looks like Vanderlei Silva. Huh?
He looks like Vanderlei Silva.
He
does.
Well, his other brother.
His gay brother.
No, but he actually killed it. And he was cool all weekend too. He was really nice. And you know what? I gotta say this, Lewis.
He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
He's a nice guy, but there's just sometimes shit with certain people. like, you know, where it just, you said something and I was like, what the fuck is that? I don't, I'm not ready for that. And I said, fuck you, what are you doing? And he was like, huh? I'm kidding. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Then it's weird.
It was just, you know, when you have that, you just don't connect with somebody. That happened to us. Like, we were like, hey, what's up? And yeah, then something happened and I was like, fuck you. And then now we're cool again. But I will totally take the hit.
Yeah,
I think, but I, you know, he did some weird shit too, but so it's not totally. But but anyways,
totally give up on
he was fucking great this weekend. You never had that. You
I do that all the time. I don't like anybody. If Lewis, I knew Lewis for fucking was like years. This is a couple.
Nobody
years
likes Lewis. Yeah, we. The first
I don't. I didn't dislike example. Lewis. I didn't dislike Lewis. I just didn't talk to him. I don't talk to people when I first meet. It's so hard right now. I've never really had a full blown conversation with you.
I wasn't completely was sure you weren't Bobby Kelly and Blackface.
You know, and listen, sometimes.
I thought Bobby was doing a prank on me, and I was like, dude, is this Bobby fucking with me right
am
now?
Am I that fat?
Well, first of all.
I'm kidding. I know I am.
I'm going down.
I know.
By the way, the best
first
thing.
First of all.
The funniest thing about Chris Cotton is not his fucking act.
What? His last name.
It's his tiny fucking ears, dude.
Nothing on the last fine name.
It's okay.
That was fucking great.
We all see it.
What's wrong with his ears?
Dude, he has the tiniest fucking ears, and they're being covered by these headphones right now.
Can we see the ears, please?
It's ridiculous.
Let me just see them. I'm gonna judge.
I don't like.
What do you got? Let me see. No. Dude, turn to the off side.
You gotta show them to the camera, dude.
Where the fuck is the camera at? I don't know where the fuck.
It's right here.
Oh man, that is tiny.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
I'm zooming in and it's getting smaller.
Did you get hit in the head as a little kid and just that part of your head stop growing?
I don't know what's in my ears.
You look like the first recipient of a fucking ear transplant. He was just born with holes on the side of his head.
Do you need ear?
This little kid died in a car accident. We've got his ears for you.
Do you?
All we have is a toddler's ears.
Hey, kid Chris, do you need earbuds? to cover your ears?
Oh, this is probably too booming for him.
Oh, my God.
His brain's probably rattling around.
No, he actually can't hear anything, dude. This is perfect for him. They have him turned up full blast.
But anyways, yeah, it was a great weekend. Lewis fucking, I got to say, he fucking killed it all weekend. He did a great job. But I'll tell you the best part about you is you were a really nice guy this weekend. You weren't a dickhead. I don't know. You're the old Lewis.
You almost physically attacked me at Foxwoods. So
you, but here's the thing: you were a fucking great guy. You were really nice. You were like old Lewis, like the guy I liked when I first started liking you.
What happened at Foxwoods?
He was a dildo all
very
weekend.
Awkward moment for me as I'm just staring at the screen.
Dude, Bobby almost beat me up at Foxwoods.
Well, it would have been a fight. It wouldn't have been. And you probably
I would have shot him, but I would have had to lay down because I would have fucking helped him.
Lewis would be like, all right. Yeah, after the fight, Scott would be helping Lewis up. He just, I'm fine. Why? Oh, you weren't hurt. No, I'm not hurt. I let that fat fuck think he hurt me.
Yeah. Lewis would just hold on to you and just keep going. Are we cool?
I'm not getting a paycheck.
Yeah. Shit.
No, dude. But you were actually old Lewis. I thought you made a change in your behavior, which we do.
That's what I thought happened.
You didn't see him during the day, though. Like in Fox, would you see him all day long?
Yeah. No, that's not true. No, he was a fucking dink.
It's also a different environment, I think. That environment breeds like a weirdness at Foxwoods where I can be a degenerate there. At Gotham, it's like, you know,
you're on your best behavior.
Yeah, you can't do
I like you on your best behavior.
Yeah. No, but I know that about you. I know to act like I'm at Gotham every time I'm around.
Well, no, it's not that. It's you're a nice guy. Just be a nice guy. I like you when you're a nice guy. I don't like you when you're a mean person or a dickhead.
I've never seen this other fucking Lewis that everybody's talking about.
The nice guy?
I'm telling you.
No, the bad Lewis. The thing is, I have a fucking shitty attitude.
That's my secret. So, I'm always a dickhead.
Well, no, what'd you say?
I have a shitty attitude, too, so I don't
fucking. I'm getting that. I thought you were a nice guy,
too. I'm nice, but it's like I understand where he's coming from.
No, it's a different thing. It's not, look, I love Lewis's stupidness. It's sometimes he just goes and he'll step on your fucking and it's like, stop, and he'll just keep doing it. You know what I mean? This weekend, he was really the nice guy that I grew to love. Back in the day, you were just a sweetheart, and you were fucking killing it too. Every show, except one, but he fucking
the one that fucking Gnome was at.
No, you did good on that one.
It wasn't great.
Nah, you did great. I mean, I was sitting there with John Fish, like this fucking cocksucker got funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I got emails about not you, but Lewis.
I did get emails.
You fucking killed it, brother.
The Gomites can type. They can type. Well,
they
can do.
Actually, they weren't Gomites. They went, "What's his name?" So they're not really fans. They're just, maybe future Gomites.
Possibly.
Yeah,
oh,
possibly.
My God, the ape you're training to be like a man is actually sounding like a man.
I'm just saying, bravo to you. It was a stress-free... When you hire people to be around you, right? When you can have a choice, it's true. If I can choose to have you with me, I don't want a person that's going to fucking make it more tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make it like there's enough stress that goes into fucking playing a club. The check spot, the fucking who's showing up, the press, all the build up. You know, man, there's a self-esteem on the line. There's money on the line. Are you coming back on the line? There's a lot of shit that goes into that when they pay you some good cash to play a headline a club. So when you can bring people around, you want to bring people who add happiness to your life and fun so you can have a good time and kind of forget about the bullshit. You don't want to add somebody who's going to fucking cause you shit and make you more stressed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I was telling my wife, I was like, it was a fucking great weekend. Everybody was awesome. Everybody killed it. Nobody stepped on toes. And then we all went out to fucking
donut pub.
Oh,
God.
Did you tell your wife how many donuts you ate?
Hold on. No. Be out of your mind.
What is going on now?
Dude, here's what a fat fuck I am, dude. I lie now. When I even when I have my cheat day where I eat all day, I still leave certain things out. I'll list it off and I'm bragging about how much I'm eating, but nobody knows that I genuinely probably had 7.5 donuts.
But you have to admit that I'll bury you eating once.
Yeah, Bobby, I was full 20 minutes in, and then Bobby's like, "Oh, that's coming out. Oh, yeah, give me that too. Give me that too."
Here's the donut that you wanted to go to the donut factory, donut plant, which is great, but it's one of those donut places that ooh, let's do a donut with fucking Cocoa Puffs on it.
You actually described it the best. You said that place is what can I do to a fucking donut, like a fucking creative. What can I do? Donut Den, it's not Donut Den, it's Donut fucking
Pub.
Pub.
Donut Pub.
Donut Den
donut pub.
Is how you make a fucking donut. And I saw it in his eyes, and I was like, this guy knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Where is this place?
It's on 14th
and
7th.
Yeah.
This is why it's great. This is what makes it great, for me, a great place.
Magic Mike?
It's been there a long time, 50 years.
Okay.
That number one.
Yeah.
Number two, Magic Mike.
The guy that was too in Magic.
Hang on, we'll get to that.
You should change his name since the movie came out.
We're going to get to that. Number two, it's been there a long time, number one. Number two.
Dude, I love old pipes.
Number two, it's open 24 hours a fucking day. You cannot stay open 24 hours a day unless you're pretty fucking good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure I know what you're saying.
I had fucking Travel Channel tone.
You're like,
and remember two thing about the donut pub. You're not going to stay open this long unless you know what you're doing.
Man, it's so good.
I brought some friends.
I came all the way here from Philadelphia to get a donut. Yeah.
Today on the Travel Channel. All right. I know. Number two. I'm fucking Casey Kasem in this shit. All right, I get you.
My friend Lewis. He loves donuts.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. But I really, I'm not gonna lie, you're selling it to me.
Yeah, I want it so bad.
Dude, I literally was gonna throw a brick through Donut Plant's window because he made me so angry about what they do to donuts. I was like, stop doing donuts, motherfuckers.
You can see him put the glaze on him too.
Here's the deal. They got a fucking kitchen the size of the studio, not even, okay? There's a dude out front. Okay, who's always, I love when guys in shitty places, great food places, kind of in shape. You know what I mean? They're trying to keep their shit together. And they make basic fucking donuts. A glaze stick, a marble glaze stick, a fucking honey dipped, a chocolate dipped, a fucking
get old fashioned.
It's just
it was like a Wu-Tang. He was announcing the Wu-Tang members. From the slums of Shaolin. It's
glazed,
triple glazed. Honey glazed.
Grula.
French Crulla.
Grula.
Grula. They're
double,
both here.
Double chocolate dip.
So you go in. They make donuts twice a day. They make them in the morning, and then they make them late at fucking night.
Dude, it seemed to me
they would be just making
that
them the
they were
whole
just
day.
Making donuts the whole time.
They do. I think on weekends they're gonna fucking run out, so they keep making them. But they're usually making the top fucking five donuts twice a day. You know what I'm saying? At that point, they'll make donuts, keep them coming out, but they make the old-fashioned dipped in chocolate. Ugh. Oh. And then they dip them fully in chocolate. So it's an old-fashioned donut dipped fully in chocolate. Oh. And then they... dude, I don't want to talk about it.
By the way, the chocolate melts into the dough a little bit. There's a layer of the... Hold on. There's a layer of the old-fashioned donut that's fucked with chocolate.
Yeah, like when fat people get mushed to their couch. Yes. They can't get up.
It's the layer of skin. The layer of skin
where
and couch.
Where are we going?
You know when fat people become infused with their couches? In like Nebraska, where they can't get up.
They're like, I've been staying here for 14 years.
And they're part of the couch.
That's it. So, you're eating that part of skin and couch.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So, so you walk in and it's fucking jammed, okay? There was four seats left, literally four seats. And it's old school
Bobby
coffee shop.
Them, Scopo stood.
So they call you a nigga when you walk in. That's what they, hey, nigga face, come in, get a donut.
Oh, no, you can't come in.
Back door. Nigga fail.
It's old school. Old school.
They just all of a sudden let a German shepherd out of a closet.
Yeah, we're not talking about the 50s. We're talking about fucking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're the
30s. I need to get a donut from here.
We're talking Boardwalk Empire. You have your own donut shop.
Hey, yo, colored boy. Oh, you talking to me?
They also make vodka in a bathtub in the back.
You got to go to Chalky White to get some donuts.
Great. Hey, you fucking saved your vodka one too. Yeah. Vodka in a bath.
That was like a miss, and then you come through and dunk it. Like,
what a highlight!
You're like, yeah, well, it really was a miss.
Larry Hughes, that joke for you.
Hang on 1 second, everybody. Scopo, go. Okay, so
it's Major League Two.
I missed Kelly. Wow.
I know. Kelly would be right in.
She'd just be repeating other people's jokes, but she'd be saying something at least. Jesus.
Remember Adam Sandler's movie when he said donuts?
I believe in you, Scopo. I believe in you.
I'm coming. I'm getting my points.
So so you go in, and it's so fucking. It's you know, it's just fucking. So beautiful. You walk in, you can see the guy flipping donuts in the
back.
He
knows Bobby by full name.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's fucking
Robert Kelly.
I love the full name. He doesn't even say it right. He knows Robert by full name.
Or he does the thing that only criminals can identify, where he's like, your government name. Like, why would you call it that?
So
I'm not gonna see your fucking surname.
That's actually funny.
That was funny. Full. So we go in, and everybody orders two donuts, I think, right? Or two or three, right? We all order two or three donuts and milk or coffee, whatever.
Oh, milk?
And then nobody had coffee. We all had milk.
So like, okay, all right. So I didn't
milk like children.
I didn't know that. We all get large milks, and we sit down. But I tipped the guy. I tipped the guy fucking $8. I let him just keep the change. I said, keep the change. I go, as they're coming out, you give me first dibs. So, am I right?
The trays were coming past him. I want that one.
So, but
I think what he did was against the law. I'm not positive.
So he's coming out of the kitchen with hot donuts. We're talking hot apple fucking things, whatever. Hot fucking honey buns.
You literally touch your finger to the glaze stick and it just melts into your fucking finger, dude.
Fuck Krispy Kremes. He came out with fucking honey dips.
Oh!
He comes out hot and he stops at me. And he goes, whatever you want. And I, bing, bang, I'll take one. And he's just dropping them off. Not even paying for them yet. We don't know. Because I, you know, we're fucking in. Right?
We have a tab open. We have a credit card.
We had a tab. We had a tab.
Last call on donuts, guys.
So here's
I think you've had too many.
Listen, dude, I always tip this fucking guy. I tip him fucking outrageous because I don't want to fucking deal with fucking hipster douchebag and his dumb fucking band buddies stealing all the fucking glazed crullers. You know what I mean?
I learned how to make donuts last year in New Hampshire. It was part of a summer camp. It's an adult summer camp.
Do you know donuts are fried? They're not baked.
Actually, it's pretty cool. I'm starting a donut, like a sanctuary for donuts in Williamsburg.
These are gluten-free, all-natural donuts made from apples.
That very large man keeps taking all the top donuts. I would say something, but he looks like he works with his hands.
Wow. Well, probably one of the funniest things ever said on the show. I mean, almost perfectly funny. So
I'm done. Soda retires from comedy.
Hang it up.
So we sit down, and all there's what's his name? Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
There's a guy, right? Explain this fucking guy.
Here's what he does. He's an in-house magician that I guess.
I don't think that's true. I think he's
no, he is.
He just comes there.
A resident sorcerer,
dude. Hey, yo, Mikey, get out of here. We got dude, customers.
In 72, the owner of Donut Den lost a fucking gambling
to like his father
to this guy's cousin, and he owed him a debt. So he lets this fucking old guy do magic tricks for the customers of Donut Den. They're not good magic tricks, though.
But they are magic tricks.
But
right?
Here's the thing. They're all store-bought shitty magic tricks that he then tries to sell you.
They're not magic tricks. They were fucking puzzles.
They're like, no, but not just puzzles, dude. It's a magic trick.
I'm not going to trash. Listen, I'm not going to trash Magic Mike.
I will fuck Magic Mike, dude. I hate this guy.
He kept us entertained for 30 minutes while his dogs were coming out.
He's fucking selling me. I'm out of mark.
Did you buy anything?
Yeah.
Dude, this is what. Lewis takes everything so personally.
I was just enjoying the guy fucking doing magic tricks for us.
I love him. I love them.
There's an old man that's just like, hey, do you want to see me do a trick? And Lewis is like, what do you think I am? Some dumb piece of shit. That's not even real magic.
No, because
you don't
really
practice the dark
arts. You're not going to take advantage of me like they did all my whole childhood.
I hate you, mom and dad. The guy's like, do you want to know what number it was?
I bet this trick winds up in your pants, right? Now I got to play with it, and you're going to play with mine.
You're going to make me fall in love with your magic, and then you're going to leave. That's what you always do.
Ah, shit, dude. I loved it. I fucking loved it. This guy, I didn't love it. Let's get carried away. It was fucking cool. Because he's sitting there, he's coming up with these little puzzles, which I'm solving, by the way.
You solved one of them,
dude. Solved two. You did the triangle.
You did not solve the triangle.
I'm solving, it was nine.
He solved the
pyramid. He solved the pyramid, yeah.
Two pyramids.
I solved the triangle, dude.
What triangle one?
The white, two pieces of white.
Yeah, that's the pyramid.
I did that, and then I did the other one.
You didn't do the
T.
The balls? The red balls?
Yeah, he did the red balls.
I did, too.
Oh, that's right. He did the red balls. Yeah.
Oh, can I get a fucking apology now?
Oh, sorry about that, yeah.
And then I was on the verge of solving the T.
Me
and you were about to do it.
We were close.
Oh, now that I added you, you're fucking close.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm very impressed.
And then you brought the fucking savant in here to do it, and then we figured it out in 30 seconds.
No, this is Lewis in a nutshell. He comes over, he goes, dude, put that there. Solved. We're like, whoa.
They lost their minds. They thought I was a genius.
We thought Lou was like an idiot savant. They just knew how to do puzzles.
I let it sit for 6 minutes, and then I looked it up online.
Yeah. Do you like apples? I just got the first donut. How do you like them apples? It's like a Good Will Hunting fucking smart.
But I want to back up a little bit here because this is the fat fucks that Scopo, you are.
Oh, I could be fat.
You're a fat fuck. You're a fat fucking. I can't wait. How old are you now?
27.
Yeah, I can't wait till you're 35. You're gonna be a moose.
I don't know. His dad isn't fat.
No,
nah,
dude.
His mom
he's gonna listen to me. He's gonna be a moose when he's as soon as he finds a chick again, some chick, and he settles down. Moose. We're gonna see this fat hips. I'm telling you, Lewis. He's looking great. But you'll be back.
If I come back one more time, I'm letting go. There's no way.
Take your phone off the table.
Don't come back.
Oh, by the way, right now what's happening is my babysitter locked my son's door on the sublet, so he's locked in his room. We don't have a key for the room.
Oh, that'd be good.
You need to go take care of that.
No, I can't do anything. I literally can't do anything.
No.
So how do you get into the door?
It's gotta be an animal.
I'm gonna let him die.
What? Lewis, please don't say that.
What am I going to do? Go take care of it. I can't do anything until I get
home. What is she going to do?
She's sitting there like an asshole.
So what if James...
Do you have a baby monitor?
No, he's fine. He's sleeping.
Yeah, but what if something happens?
What's going to happen?
A spider?
Well, I mean, that's...
Hold on. You said it like you can hear the spider. There's one in there. I can hear him.
Wow. Talk about projecting your fears.
an insight into Bobby Kelly's head. Bobby. What could happen? A fucking wood bug?
I don't know, dude.
A wood bug?
I don't know. Maybe you're sleeping and you fall off your bed and the water's a pool. The floor's a pool. And you swim. But there's no swimming. And you yell, but the door doesn't answer.
And you're like, Bobby, is this a nightmare you've had?
Bobby's scared to go night night.
Bobby's scared to go night night. Shit.
That might be one of my favorite sentences ever said on this podcast.
I guarantee Scobo doesn't remember it at the end of the show. What? Dude, should we Bobby call said, it donuts?
Go night night. I got it.
Magic.
No, it's that's not it. What is it?
Bobby said to go night night.
No, Bobby's scared to go.
See, I told you. He has it. You knew it, right?
Bobby, not only do I have it down, I have it
down. He was like,
title.
Would you like me to write it in Sanskrit for you?
Bobby, thank you for calling. How can I help you on this podcast?
I have it. I have it hand tattooed to my foot.
Bobby, it is already in your phone.
I'll tell you what.
I've made it. I've written it in spice on the floor.
I just want to say it right now. I've gone. You really did have a Tom Brady like draft pick with Deepu. When I saw the draft pool, I was like, we're going Shannon. She's round one.
Yeah.
And then you think,
I was Belichick. Round. I was Belichick.
Yeah, okay. That's the analogy.
Okay. Well, I'm adding to it. Well, I'm sorry.
Yo, that person said I am, that's me. That's me. Yeah, I'm the hero.
But we call you Belichick. That was Jonas. I had the Jonas. Like
you know what?
He can't
it.
Be here, so he's going to be here through in spirit.
I like it. I like it.
I'll write that one down.
Of course you will, fucking cocksucker.
Belichick.
So,
so Magic Mike really just bummed Lewis out, huh?
His tricks stunk.
They were good.
I hate the way this camera looks. Can we fix that?
Yeah, sure.
I like
it. How do we fix that light? It looks all. Why do I look fucking great and Dan looks like he's a ghost?
Well, it's because we have a camera dedicated to you and then everyone's sharing.
Yeah, but no, but the other camera looks all right. Go to that. That looks all right.
There hasn't been a podcast. Why are they? For 40 years.
Lewis isn't even in camera because he's fucking off to the side.
No, I mean, we'll
fix it now. Look at that. Look at that. How about this? Watch this. All right, bro. Watch this. How's that?
That's great. If you like it.
Is that better? That's a little better, right? How come Chris isn't in it?
Let me move over.
Well, that's.
Get over.
Oh, you got.
Yeah,
oh, let
it's
me,
a dedicated
yeah.
thing, so.
Okay, let me move him down because he fucking sits.
I sit like
low.
Yeah.
Sit low.
Like
all right, how's that, buddy?
Yeah.
Like
is that better?
Puffs,
yeah.
Yo, it's like,
is that good?
Yeah, yeah. Money,
all right, go
power.
Back. We're good, right?
I'll be Magic
right.
Mike was doing the
go
best
back to your way.
I'll be...
All right, anyways.
We got Kelly in chat, by the way.
Here, oh, Kelly Festuca.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 8 a.m.
She says,
can you block her? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Kelly. What'd she say?
She says, talk about being fat. Talk about being a fat fuck. My fat senses are tingling.
Mm. Bombing from Australia. All right.
Scopo right there for the blood.
Oh, I can't. It was right there.
So I...
You got to charge an extra $5.
You know, it sucks because you could have literally fucking edited that on a computer, like somewhere else, and then done it, and like kept trying it out.
You could have read it.
Mom!
Other people in the room.
Mom! What do you think?
Do you guys think it'd be funny if I said my fat senses? Does my fat senses make enough sense?
No, Kelly, that doesn't make sense, darling.
Well, you don't know anything about American culture.
Kelly, now you're getting crazy.
Shut up, you don't know.
Kelly!
Me.
Gary!
This is why I moved in the first place.
Oh, fucking Christ.
I hate everybody.
Oh, I hope you get fucking killed by a kangaroo.
I'm going to throw a boomerang when you walk away.
May meat fall on your fucking head, you dumb cunt.
So here's what fat fucks we really are. I miss Kelly too. I love you, Kelly. But I'm so glad I got Deepu. Now all I gotta do is get rid of this fucking schmuck at the left of me, and I got my team.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kidding. I love you. I'll never get rid of you, Chris.
He's secretly waiting to get rid
no,
of you.
No, I would not. Don't. How am I gonna get rid of you?
You're gonna find a one-way ticket to Australia.
I need you to choke Deepu if he gets out of line.
Yeah.
You cocksucker. You fucking fuck with Bobby.
Fucking Bobby. Nancy Kerrigan,
stuttering
Scopo.
Prick you fucking mutterer.
You fucking put Bobby's logo under his fucking face on the chat.
Scopo's leaving the fucking show and gets knocked in the knee.
Why? 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 I was on the mic finally. Why?
So here we do. I mean, it's a great weekend. Friday night great. Saturday night great. The whole cast and crew from Sex Drugs came. John Corbett, who is famous.
Love him.
He is so fucking famous, man.
Didn't even realize how famous he was until we were outside of Gotham and he was swarmed by 19 fat Asian girls.
What, a little Filipino broad. Yeah. This broad, she was literally 4 feet tall.
She's like, are you Aiden from Sex and City? He's like, no, a lot of people tell me I look like him. She's like, no, you are. You are.
She's you do that through the camera next time.
Yeah. You are.
Okay, do it again.
God
do
damn,
it again.
That was great.
You are. You are. I know you are. You
I go, keep going, and he changes the camera that I was talking about.
You just whack me in the arm. What is that?
I went like this. I went like this. Shut up, dude. Deepu, don't fucking cross me.
Deepu, hey, hey. Fucking settle down.
Thank you. Right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Train of command.
I got you. I got you.
Listen, here's the deal. We're out front. I mean, this fucking, first of all, that Filipino girl, she has these big gazubas. She takes her bra off during the show. You can just
those
see
are black people.
You can
she
see
big gazubas with her.
You can see through her shirt. Filipino. You can see through her shirt. I can see her fucking fat Filipino titties. And I just wanted to suck them.
Yeah.
Suck them so bad. After the show, she's out front. We're taking a picture. She's 4 feet tall. Oh. She throws her legs straight up in the air.
Ugh.
Air. And holds it up. So John Corbett goes, yeah, I do that again. You know, with his fucking Hollywood beautiful yeah. smile. So she does it and just kicks him right in the face.
That's fantastic.
He goes, ah, oh, you kicked me in the face. But he's such a professional man. Ah, oh, you kicked me in the face. I'm almost done paying for these. But Johnny Ailes was there, who's fucking awesome. I love Johnny Ailes. You meet him,
yeah,
right?
I met John.
He's great. Elaine and Elizabeth were there too. The two girls.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
I mean, are they fucking, they're crazy good looking?
No, I didn't even notice, dude.
What?
You're right.
No, what?
I'm trying to get her to walk on extra roll as a security guard on Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty asexual, dude.
Are you really?
They seemed,
Are you really going up for a roll?
No, that's my going up for just now.
Oh, okay.
Serpico, you listening?
Did you audition for anything for it yet?
No.
Okay. Why don't you
they try to hide him.
Why don't you fucking call somebody?
They fucking throw my headshot in the background of every TV show they have. You get the real thing. I swear to God, dude, I've been in 5 episodes of Marin with my headshot posted behind his head. I get people emailing me all the time.
So funny.
Wait, really? Where?
On Marin.
Why is your headshot in the background?
Because he's in the world of comedy, so he'll be in a place where there's headshots in the background, and they use it. Because Apostle...
What place besides LOL is your headshot?
That's God damn it, Scopo.
That was so good.
He didn't know it was being funny.
He didn't know that was good.
I knew that was funny.
I knew that was funny.
Right there in comedy, Scopo. Honesty. Honesty is funny.
Because
you had no idea.
He beat me to the punch, and I was like, oh, he's doing
funny
it.
You were just
well.
Now.
But
you had no idea.
I was waiting for my moment. Like, I'm going to slide this
Scopo
LOL.
Scopo was just
reference.
Having a real conversation, and it was the funniest moment of his life.
And I missed it. I was talking to fucking Depot about the chat room. This guy's amazing. He just put the chat room in the fucking video. I don't know how that. How did,
wait, what?
I don't want to talk
the
about it.
The chat room's in the video?
Yeah.
I want to talk about this.
Scopo just made it funny.
What'd he do? I'm sorry. I haven't heard you be funny yet.
I know.
I missed my
opportunity right there.
Jesus Christ. That's my life.
It was like when your son fucking learns how to walk or says his first word, just could be on the road somewhere. That's what just happened right now.
That hurt. That's sad, dude. I mean, not. It's not going to be too far.
It's
not like he's going to take a plane.
It's a perfect analogy.
There's going to be some type of bus at a college somewhere in fucking Nyack.
Let's hope.
Anyways, so I want to cut back to. We're going over to the donut pub, right? Oh, the Filipino. Anyways, the cast and crew came down. It was fucking great.
What about those Filipino titties?
Yo, can I say something about Filipino? I like Filipino women.
Right.
I like the Latinos or the Asian community.
They are.
And they look so delicious.
Well,
I hope this is being received as creepy as I'm giving it because I really like Cambodians and Filipinos.
It'd be funny if you were fluent.
Cambodians. Is that even a thing? I thought it was food.
If you were fluent in Tagalog.
I don't know what that language is.
That's Filipino's language.
I don't give a fuck what they speak. I just like the faces and
tits.
That's
even weirder.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay. I love Filipino. I do like Filipino a lot. I've been with a couple of them.
They like
really
cinnamon.
Hot.
They like cinnamon.
The first pussy I ever ate was a Filipino girl.
I would love it if you said
did
guy.
It come with rice?
The first
Filipino guy I ate is
dude,
fucking
like,
newly cut off cock pussy.
She was like 14.
What? Okay. And you were 27?
No, it was last week.
Did you get Jesus. The lo mein or the rice? Which one did
no,
you get?
She's friends with my son.
No, I'm this is my son's babysitter's daughter. No, it was like a kid, and I fucking ate her pussy.
It was
dude.
A kid?
It was
Can you
a kid.
Pull that mic down.
You were a kid.
And that was the only experience I've ever had with Filipinos. But her pussy did stink, and she became a lesbian.
I had a Filipino traveling nurse, and. Oh my God, dude, smoking hot. And that's the chick I fucked out the window on the second floor.
God,
I made her, I was so, it was back when I was sexy, Bobby.
Yeah. So you could do Bobby's ridiculous shit like that?
I would just get bored and I'd be like, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to fuck you like Suge Knight.
I remember, it was hot. She was into it. It was just fucking freaky broad. And traveling nurses is smart because they go all these, they're all never in the same place. They always, hence traveling, so they'll fuck. You know what I mean? Because they don't have any steady guys.
I can see you again.
Nah. Fucked her out the window. Sexiest thing ever. She was waving to people like, hi, hello. I was fucking just banging her.
You guys had the same voice?
Huh?
Hi.
Dude, you know what to do. Right there, dude. I'm outside window, dude. I'm right outside the window, dude. Oh, Bobby.
Thank God fucking Dan made your joke funnier.
Yeah. I'm a premise guy. I'm an idea guy. He slams it
But
home.
Together.
Is it weird that I'd rather have been the dude watching her getting fucked out the window than
you
fucking
are
her out the window?
True creep.
I am. I'm a voyeur. I would rather watch. I'd be like, oh, this bitch is getting fucked out the window. That would do more for me than fucking her out the window.
I'm a voyeur too, dude. I used to love. I fucking hate. I used to seek out voyeur porn on the internet, and there's one the fake bullshit.
There's one real one. It was just weird. I didn't like it, but I watched the whole thing.
They had one where the setup was fucking amazing. Okay, really? The girl's she's in her bathroom. She opens up the window, first floor bathroom. She starts, you know, taking her stuff off.
This is bad. I've seen this.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm a fucking creep. Yes, I've seen the whole thing, and then by the end she's fucking playing with herself.
Nope.
Shit. Oh, I didn't see this one. I got another one.
And I literally got my dick out. I'm like, this is the one. This is the scenario. Perfect scenario. Good acting. Great buildup. No bullshit. She slowly starts taking her stuff off. Oh, God. They're going to go in there. She's going to start doing some weird. And then all of a sudden, it's that scream face. And it scares the shit out of me. Yeah, I squeezed my dick. I went, and I squeezed my fucking dick.
That sucks.
Green face.
I was so fucking mad.
Then you sent it to another friend. You kept it alive. Cause it was
no,
great.
I watched it again. Up to that point, I jerked off just when the scream face came.
Did you do an edit where it goes into another porn, jumps cut, you had another window open where you're like, and play on this one?
No.
That's what I do. I'll mishmash.
That's some advanced fucking.
You gotta stack it. You gotta just stack
dude,
it.
Dude, I've done some fucking advanced masturbation, dude. I did it.
Is that what we're calling? Yeah. Dude, it's called advance
with Professor Gomez. Shit, dude, where you do at this point, I was saying this earlier, is like our kids are never gonna like draw like dicks and pussies and like get off to that because they're
speak for yourself.
No, they're not, dude.
I'm gonna teach Max to draw a nice cock and pussy.
No, dude, he's gonna have a fucking iPad and he's gonna go and then he's gonna be able to look
draw
at
it on
real,
the iPad.
A real
my kid's gonna be artistic, he's gonna draw a nice fucking
your kid's
pussy.
He's gonna be autistic. I'm sorry, that was mean.
No, it wasn't mean. It just wasn't funny. The bandana's right there. Can you reach over? No, we don't give it to you. You got to grab it on that one. Hey, Jesus Christ.
I kind of like it, but scientifically, I think he'd already be diagnosed. But, yeah.
I'm
going from a medicinal stuff.
But I've done some high level masturbation. Like, dude, I fucking.
We know.
One time.
What's high level masturbation?
I'll tell you how
you're on a cliff.
Grasshopper. You become the penis.
Dude, there was a video of this chick. She'd retired from porn like a decade ago, and now she's like an anti-porn activist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she goes onto these like radio shows and she denounces porn.
What's her name? Mary Carey?
I don't remember her name. But
I saw Mary Carey in Vegas. Fucked up.
Yeah, dude. So she's fucking. She goes on. She denounces porn. She talks about all the evils of the porn industry, and she gives these long interviews. So what I would do is I would listen to her interviews while I would jerk off to her porns, like on mute. But listen to her talk about like the horrible things that she had been through and I'd find the scene she was talking about, like some really devious, fucked up, high level masturbation.
Oh no, I'm right now. I've been watching a lot of groping porn where it's just people getting groped.
Shark?
What are you guys, fucking Japanese businessmen?
No, first of all, those videos stink. You got.
I like to see a giant octopus
in Mexico.
Take a skill girl and wrap her up.
Yeah, I can't get off unless I have like, a teenage girl's panties in my mouth.
I my dream porn is when I find this, when they actually let it play out. I love when it plays out. I hate when they cut to it. Okay. I hate when they cut, like there's a massage one where she plays a legitimate massage girl and he tries to con her into it and she keeps saying no, but you know, and then he's like, look, he gets her to, all right, listen, I'll do this, but you have to not say anything, and he slowly manipulates her, and then she takes her top. It's a slow draw. Then she's sucking his dick, And it's like, fuck me, this is like real. Like, this could happen. Maybe.
I like to watch a porn where they go out to dinner, they connect socially, emotionally.
Drink a bottle of wine.
And then they go home.
Listen.
And then the date picks up again on the third day. It's time to go see a movie. Come you on. Watch them watch the whole movie. They seem both to enjoy it.
Nice rom-com.
They go home.
Oh, yes.
And then they slowly start getting into it. That's the slow draw.
And they have their first kiss.
It takes me 5 days to jerk off.
She goes the next day. She talks to her best friend about what a nice guy he is.
Now, you got to understand, Melissa is jaded. Melissa has seen some things, and she does not like this guy. So she kind of puts out some feelers. She looks up his Facebook. That's a whole 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Real slow draw. That shit makes my dick rock hard.
I also like at gunpoint.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, I love that.
I like
at gunpoint. There's one where the girl, she's babysitting, and her girlfriend comes over, who's kind of like
the trashy one,
rebellious. And then the parents come home, and they were doing something. They start yelling at the girl and the other girl. And this girl's like, "Fuck this! Shut the fuck up! Sit down!" And the baby, "What are you doing? Get down!" She ties the wife up, and then ties the husband off, and goes, "You always tell me you wanted to fuck him. Now is your chance." She's like, "No!" And the wife's like, "She's gagged and bald."
Oh, this is good.
And she's like, now you're gonna do it. She's like, "No, I can't. Suck his dick. You said you wanted to." And she's like, "Okay." And she makes the girl, the babysitter, suck.
It'd be even funny if the guy just stayed soft the whole time because he really is threatened.
I love my wife.
"No, I can't. I can't." Just her having that floppy dick going in and out of her mouth. She's like,
It's so good. Then she starts sucking it. And she's like, "Yeah, now we're fucking your husband. What are you gonna do?" She's slapping the wife.
This is literally a story of how I got conceived right now.
This is his mother and father's first date.
Awesome.
I like the.
They got a slice at Ben's, and then he did that to her.
I like the stepmom catches her stepdaughter fucking her boyfriend, and then she's like, "Here's how you do it," and jumps in.
Oh, I got the best one.
Yeah.
I got the one, the red tape from Torgasm. I don't know if you guys
ever saw that.
Oh, fuck yeah. I got
Can
the
I
red
watch
tape.
It?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, what is that?
Really?
Here's the rule of the red tape. If you ask for it, I have to give it to you. And I don't ask for it back. Just someday you will hand it to me and go, "Dude, thank you. I'm done."
I give it.
You know, on Torgasm.
Yeah.
Me and Dane Cook raped the girl, dude. We taped it.
It's called red tape. It was a lot of red tape to get out of that jam.
Dude, Jay Davis was holding the camera.
It's the most incriminating piece of evidence known to man. The thing could take me down. Literally. Legally.
It's a tape. It's a red tape that I got, a porn, and it has the best porn ever on it. It has around 5 different scenarios, all different, and it's amazing. And I've explained it to people, and I've given it to people over the years. Gary Gulman's got it. Dan's got it. A bunch of people have gotten it. It's always come back to me. And I've received it back like, "I'm done, thank you." Well, a year later, I got it back once. A year.
VHS. You're like
VHS.
Like a ninja returning.
And I put the red tape back in its black box. And I just wait for a person like Dan who just asked me, "Now I will give it to you,
that
son."
That is so funny.
We had a porn.
You're like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, but with porn.
Bob, can I be honest with you, dude? First of all.
Please.
Two things. Number one, I have a
VHS.
I thought you were being honest. It sounds like you're lying.
No. It's a fucking thing to record DVDs.
From a VHS.
A DVD recorder.
DVD recorder.
Do you understand? This is what's wrong with you in life.
I haven't said the words DVD or VHS in so long, so I'm fucking me up right now.
Here's the deal. This is what's wrong with you. You want to take something that's precious, that has a meaning, that has a history, and you want to just.
Dude, why don't we just make it?
Bobby's got like a Dylan vinyl. He's dude, like, "This is Dylan not- at Cafe Watt." And he's like, "All right, I could put it on CD. And we could maybe put a Linkin Park track
on
it."
I don't like how you started off with a different voice and then you morphed into me. You started off with a Kelly Fasuka Australian. Like, then you went into Macho Man.
I like when T-1000's in the liquid nitrogen. Oh, yeah. I'm going to put it on.
This kid is talented.
He is.
He's so talented.
He should have his own radio show.
Some don't agree.
I do. I think, yeah, it's the most amazing tape. There's the scenarios on it. One of the scenarios is the beautiful daughter is home early masturbating to a magazine. Ooh. The boyfriend guy comes over and catches her and starts saying to her, you know, what are you looking at? And she's like, oh. And then she starts talking. She winds up sucking his dick. The mother comes home and flips out. Okay. Fucking, what the fuck are you doing? And the mother's smoking hot.
Yeah.
Milfy hot, though.
Yeah. Like
the
35? 35.
Yeah, 35. Yeah. The daughter is young.
18.
Young. Okay. And she's like, fucking, oh, you fucking piece of shit. And she's like, okay, fine. Take your dick out. And he's like, look, I'm not doing that. She's like, take your fucking. He's like, I don't. He takes his dick out. And you want to know, you want to suck dick? Well, mama's going to teach you how to suck dick.
Oh, boy.
And she fucking forces her daughter's head on this cock.
Oh, this is great.
She's choking.
Good gag.
Right? And she's like, not like that, like this. And he sticks it. And then. They're going at it. This is why the red tape is the best. Going at it. He's fucking. He's sticking in her ass. And now I'm going to show you how to fuck him. And then she leans over the daughter, and her big titties are over the daughter. And the daughter goes, "Mommy, can I lick your titties?" She goes, "Of course not. That'd be incest, you dirty girl." And you just go, "What the fuck was that?"
They break the fourth wall.
They throw a joke right in the middle.
I love that.
The best ever. Yeah. It's the best. You literally hold your dick going, what the fuck is that?
That's just good writing.
Oh, it's fucking great. Because it keeps you know what I'm saying? Of course, it's realistic. Yes, you don't want the mother and the daughter. Yeah. You do, but you don't. Yeah. You want it right there, but when it happens, you're like, ah, fuck, that's not real.
No,
but
when she goes, I like when twins eat each other's boxes. That's just rude.
There's
no acting. Like, you are fucking
That's
like Faces of Death for Lewis. Yeah. Lewis is like, no, that's real. That shit happened. That dude is fucking dead.
I saw
fucking Indian Dave Smith. That's what he is. Yeah.
I saw one where this is terrible. This girl, this guy was like, got tricked and he stuck his dick through a hole. Oh. And this girl went and sucked it. And then he came out, it was his sister.
Oh.
Yeah, I guarantee it was fake. I hope it's fake. But she was like, what? And he was like, you fucking assholes. Like, these guys set it up. But for some reason, I don't know why.
That ain't cool, man.
Now I have to find this clip.
It kind of fucking turned me off. She sucked. He's like,
ah, no, you know, man.
Big ass dick.
Dude, she's like, yeah.
Let's turn it down, size queen.
Yeah. Big dick. And she sucked it off and fucking all over her face. And then she's like, and then he came out and he's like, what the fuck, sis?
And she was like, I thought that was you, Ryan.
That's mom's meatloaf. Anyways.
That's what the one they tricked the girl into fucking a black guy. They blindfolded her.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. Yeah.
That's great.
What is that? What happens?
The chick, they blindfold her.
Yeah.
And then she fucks the guy and she fucking loves it. Yeah. And they take the blindfold
off her. Of
course. And then she's
why
like,
wouldn't she?
She's like, oh, my God. You made me fucking nigger. And it's just awesome. And I come right there.
Dude. The scene is really good. She's acting. It's fucking great acting. Because I'm like,
really?
Oh, she really hate black.
Oh, dude, she really. Dude, she's there's no way. I don't give a fuck what type of acting.
What is that called?
What
kind of search do you do on that?
You gotta find. All right, look, I search all the time. Either put in, I'm dead ass. Either put in nigga or put in racist.
That's a whole
nigga
other,
is
yeah,
a
racist,
better one.
Racist and dude, there's a compilation. We played.
Oh yeah. N-word. I'm sorry. I was in that for like a month. I would just watch compilations.
Can I just say stuff?
Fuzzy with your nigger dick.
And that was working for me for a while.
All right, just in case people don't know and if they don't watch the video, they just listen to audio.
Chris is white as shit.
You are the whitest guy.
Wisconsin, born and raised.
It's this Scandinavian motherfucker.
Yeah, his mother does moonshine.
That's always like,
that's not for you. It's not your job.
But I don't mind cuckling. I like that.
See,
I,
that's always so mean to me. I'm
no,
like,
I like
cuckolding.
Cuckolding, whatever it's called.
Cuckling?
Cuckling, yeah.
Cuckolding.
Cuckolding. All right, whatever it's called.
I don't
I'm sorry,
trust
I remember
it because sometimes but yeah. the fucking dude starts getting involved with the dick, and I don't see, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, when is doing it?
Wait,
why
what?
Is that happening? So I watched like one where
the guy shit, makes,
and all of a sudden he like starts tasting. Like I'm like, this is ah! fucking odd.
Wait a minute. What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
That's what I'm not.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm not into it.
I just want to see if one of you guys would come with me.
No judgment. Don't look. I'm about watching. Watch what you fucking want to watch. No judgment, but the fucking, I don't. I
it's always
watch
funny
it.
In cuckolding porn where it's clear that the husband's a porn star.
Yeah.
Because he's like, let me get involved. He's like, wow. And you're like, oh, you got that baby arm just tucked away? That's just what you're banging.
He's jacked
white.
Up, too. He's
you
jacked with tattoos.
White.
Yeah.
He's got like the fucking but he's a, sun tattoo.
He's a corporate guy. He comes in corporate and he's jacked
oh,
with
well,
tattoos.
I might as well jump in. Oh, yeah. Do you, Daddy yeah. Longstroke? He's blowing backs out.
This is the funny part. I don't know how we got here, but here we were talking about donuts. Talking about donuts, right? We're talking about donuts. And then I wanted to, we're going to go to, we got to, I do, I'm not going
to
break tonight. We're just going to keep going. We're just going to keep going. I'm going to do the ads and we're going to keep going. We're going to do them inside the thing because Dan's going to go soon and we're on a vibe and I don't want to stop it. But here's the thing. We,
don't do the ads now?
I'm going to, hang on. I'm going to do the ads in a second. But we, before donut then, this is what fat fucks we all are in the car. Including, especially me, Lewis, and Chris. I go, do you guys want to get a slice of Ben's grandma pizza before we do?
Oh, Ben's.
Not,
that's
even,
not even how it happened. No, I jokingly said.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, oh, what we should do is get a grandma slice. Like being, like, that's hilarious because we're going to get donuts. We wouldn't get pizza before. And Bobby's like, dude, yeah, man, that's fucking great. Yeah, we got. Dude, I'm gonna buy Ben's. It's a fucking brilliant idea, just, dude.
The way Bobby approaches food makes me wish I would have in some other universe ran across you when you were abusing and drinking.
Yeah.
Because I know exactly who you've been.
Yeah.
And we would have ran together so well.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd like, do a shot. You'd be like, dude, let's do two yeah. shots.
Bobby's face, we went to the Chinese place in Boston. Yeah. You got so excited yeah. for the food coming out. I've never seen a
how
man
good was
so
it?
Oh, so good.
The only thing that gets Bobby more excited than eating food is watching other people try new food.
Oh, if he tells you about the food? Oh,
what
he
did you,
fucking
what,
loves
Souvlaki?
It.
What did you get me at the diner where you were like,
dude, you've never fucking had this?
I was like, no.
It was Moussaka. Right? Moussaka?
Like, you brought me to Korean barbecue one time, first time I had it. And you
he's
like,
dude, I'm not even hungry. I'm just going to watch you eat.
He likes cuckolding food.
That's never going to happen.
Bobby cuckolds food.
He's like, oh, yeah. What's that like? Does it taste salty? I'm going to get involved.
Give me a fork. I want to get involved. And you're like, God, this dude clearly eats a lot.
check it out.
Every time Bobby watches other people eat, it's food cuckold.
Bobby just goes to diners. I'll take a bunch of crackers.
We could be millionaires. Food cuckolding porn would fucking blow up, dude. It would be great. Food cuckolding? Ugh.
I am a fat fuck, dude. All right. And you know what's funny? This fat is different because I'm getting fat in different parts of my body. Like my bush fat is the fattest part of me right now.
Oh, your gunt?
Yeah, my yes, my gunt. All right, here's the deal. I got a special announcement I want to make. First of all, I want you guys to go to tweakedaudio.com, okay? You guys are listening live. Make sure you go there. Tweakedaudio.com has inexpensive headphones, not cheap, at a very inexpensive price. They're unbelievable. They get colors. They got mics, non-mics. They're in-ear. They're amazing, and they're cheap. Inexpensive, I mean. You get 33% off if you use the code word DUDE at checkout. 33% off. So you could spend $50, get around five or six pairs, 33% off and free shipping. It's an amazing gift. You should always have them around in your bag, especially everybody has a fucking phone now. Everybody uses their phone at the gym, in the car, and these headphones are amazing. So go to tweakedaudio.com, a sponsor of the YKWD, and use the code word DUDE and get 33% off and free shipping. And go to Amazon on the YKWD site on riotcast.com and use that link. When you buy things off the internet, make sure you use that link and we get some money. And that's it, right? We don't do Gamefly no more. And also, check this out. Listeners are winning huge cash prizes every week at DraftKings.com. It's America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy football means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week. So you're never stuck with the same players. Look, you pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning cash prizes. I mean, it's instant cash. It's amazing. Hurry up right now and get free entry into the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. It's happening this weekend, where first place takes home 10 grand. Okay? Head to DraftKings.com now and enter the code Kelly. That's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, okay, to play for free. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winners, winnings, and bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, check it out. Big announcement. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm very, 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 very excited. Do you know the big announcement? Does everybody know this?
Is it a new podcast?
It is a new podcast.
I don't know.
Does anybody in the chat room, we want to guess who the new podcast is?
We'll have to wait a second, but sure, yeah.
What is the delay on that, by the way?
I think it's pretty instant.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they need time to process who the new podcast with you could be, so.
Okay.
You have to give them time.
Okay. Let's give him time.
Yeah.
Who do you think it is?
Buck Angel.
Yeah.
The man with the pussy.
Ooh.
Metal Fred guesses Artie Lang.
What?
What? That's a fucking good guess.
Yeah.
No.
Did you guys see his new special?
I'm announcing it now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't put like the info in it. You just put a special announcement.
You know what you're talking about.
You don't know, do you?
We got a couple of
guesses.
Do
you know?
No, he said you'll know.
Oh, but I'm asking you a question.
No, I don't know.
All right, then answer the fuck. You're like my wife. You're fucking always on defense. Well, all right, so go ahead, Deepu.
We got a couple of guesses from the chat.
Okay.
Some people think that you might be working with Anthony Cumia.
It's Cumia, but go ahead.
Deepu's never getting on that show.
No shit, he's Indian. Yeah. Yeah, I was
gonna say they would use me as the green screen for that show.
Go ahead.
Possibly Sam Roberts.
Hey, not
That's
Sam.
That's a good guess.
I love not Sam.
I fucking, you know what? Why isn't Sam on the fucking network?
He's great.
He's one of my favorites, man. Sam is
great.
Fucking great. He's a great radio guy.
Very funny.
And I can't believe Satellite hasn't given him his own fucking show. Mm-hmm. Like his own.
I completely agree.
5 days a week, you know, somewhere.
Are you calling Sam?
No, I'm not calling that fucking piece of shit.
Wish they'd do it.
It's Monday Night Raw. He's watching Raw right now. Come on, pick up.
Is this the person whose podcast it is?
No.
Why are you saying no?
Because I can see who he's calling.
Because he's not a moron.
This moron.
Who else?
People are guessing Norm MacDonald.
Hey.
What?
That's it.
Hi, this is Rob.
Wait, seriously?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, fuck. I almost got so excited.
hey,
Bobby.
Who else?
People are guessing Bill Murray, which is clearly a joke. Big J.
Why the fuck is it clearly a joke?
He's a little out of the league of the podcast, don't you think?
Yeah, Bill Murray started doing a podcast. Good luck getting him on your network. That'd be fucking incredible.
You don't know that. Now you give me stuff. All right, here we go. Ready? Let's see if the person who's coming to... Who else?
Artie Lang, possibly?
No, it's not. I'd love Artie
Lang.
Yeah,
me too.
He's doing a subscription service. I had him on Tap Out Radio last week.
We can do that. Yeah. Never mind.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if he answers. He's not going to answer.
Someone guessed Dawn.
My wife?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You just rip off Rich and
If my wife and Lewis's wife had a podcast together.
Dawn and B?
Yeah, Dawn and B.
Just listen to old YKWD podcasts
and get mad.
Trash you guys.
Furious.
All right, you ready for the announcement?
I'm pumped.
Who is it?
I got a hard on.
Truck Hudson and Chris Cotton.
Pete Davidson.
It's called Who Are These Black Guys?
It's called Darker Than Dark. I'm very excited to announce new member of Riotcast, Pete Corielli.
Yes.
And Sebastian.
Maniscalco.
Maniscalco. Their podcast, which I'm a fan of, which is very successful on its own.
Yep.
By itself, they we were talking to them for the last year about coming on over. They were with another network, you know, and they left them for a while, and you know they. We talked a little bit, and now they're coming over to Riotcast. So this year, today is actually the week anniversary of the Nick DiPaolo coming to the network, which is one of my favorite podcasts I listen to once a week. He's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then we added Dante Nero, the Beige Phillips show, which is amazing. And now we have another great show.
Pete Corielli, one of my favorite comedians.
He is one of both of them.
Yeah, Sebastian.
Sebastian
a
is a fucking beast.
He's so funny.
But
like
fucking great guy.
Dude,
guys.
His comics like favorite. I've never seen him, but I had so many people say that they're his favorite live guy to watch.
Who's Sebastian?
Yeah. Sebastian.
He's
so fucking funny.
But Pete Corielli, when I moved to New York, I was like, this guy's one of the best comedians I've ever seen.
Pete's one of my favorite people on the planet Earth.
We
got at the cellar together.
Yeah.
We both kind of came in at the cellar together. Me, him, and Godfrey. And I mean, he is so fucking funny, dude.
When I first got in here,
one of the greatest guys.
I was still smoking.
Yeah.
And Corielli was downstairs, and he goes, "You going out for a smoke?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm going to go out." And then he's like talking to Norton or something, and I'm standing there.
Yeah.
And then I'm like waiting around. I'm like, "Hey, Pete, do you want to go?" He goes, all right. Jesus, you're making plans like we're going on a camping trip."
Then
he walked out. I was like, "Oh, God." He's like, "All right, come on." It just made me laugh. I was like, "I really am an asshole."
He's one of the funniest guys walking the planet.
He's so
just sociably.
Yeah.
I've never seen somebody.
What word?
Sociably.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Socially is.
Socially? Did I just make up a word?
Sociably?
Yeah. You added the bleh.
Sociably.
Why do I make sense?
Sociably. Sociably.
You
know.
Sometimes
sociably. Sometimes you need to add a bleh in a word.
It's a fun word to say. Bleh.
I stink. Social. What
socially.
Is it?
We were gonna socially. Let it, I was going to let it go. I think Dan was going to let it go. And then Lewis had
I didn't like it at all. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Dan acts very cordially. See, that's why I like him. He's a cordial guy.
That's a big get, Bobby.
It's a big get, and I fucking love it, and I'm very excited. And it's been you know, we had to wait and see, make sure that they were cool, and they really wanted to do this, and we were very excited to have them. It's an insanely funny, interesting. I mean, you can't get two more charismatic people.
Powerhouse dudes.
They're powerhouse dudes, but they have the gift of gab. You know what I mean? I don't have the gift of gab. I can talk. I can be funny. I can hang with other comics. But there's some guys who are meant to be on the radio. I think, Dan, you're one of them.
Oh, thank you,
buddy. I think Lewis is definitely not one of them. You know what I mean?
No. Big J.
But no, I'm kidding. Yeah, Big J, absolutely. There's certain guys that are meant to do that. And those two are definitely one of them. Corielli can just fall. I'll listen to that guy talk all the fucking time.
He was great on Brewer's show, on Brewer's Serious show.
But he has his own show after it.
Yeah.
It's called the Pete and Sebastian show. It's coming over today is its first day. So, well, actually, this is airing Monday, so today, but next week. So it's awesome. So welcome to the network. Please, all the people that listen to the show, go subscribe, review on iTunes, and make sure you let them know that you heard him from the show, and you're over there now, and you're a fan. So Riotcast gets even bigger, which I'm excited about. And then we have another big announcement coming out in a very shortly. Huge.
Lewis is leaving?
Yeah, we have to cut a couple shows off the network because the blanket won't be fucking like right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like when the NFL got a new expansion team.
Yeah.
They're like, either we got to move this team to a different city.
Like a baseball when they moved the
it's the exact analogy
Astros
I just
over.
Made.
Yeah.
Almost exactly the exact same
But
analogy.
I knew baseball. I didn't know football.
But it's a different sport.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's
how it is.
I mean, what are you going to do? Apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Baseball's the same as football. I don't know. Your breaks will be done by Tuesday.
Whose banana is that?
I don't know.
I want to eat it so bad.
You
want it?
Yeah, I do. Well, can I have it after the show? Yeah. What do you? Are you hungry?
I'm so hungry. Have Lewis eat the first half.
And my son's free.
No. What do you mean he's free?
They broke the door. Well,
no, free for now.
He left us
out. James chewed his way through the door.
CPS came and got him.
He'll be locked up again someday. Trust me. Your kid got big, dude. I saw that picture you fucking showed.
It's terrifying. Yeah, that's it. He's not, dude. He's fucking huge. He's literally up to my waist, dude. He headbutts me in the dick all the time. He's a baby.
Why do you gotta do it?
He headbutts.
Why?
He's being honest. He's a real ass dude.
I'm being Giannis.
Let's be honest.
Hello.
Y'all say ass pussy.
Yo, son, Obama's a bitch, too.
Yo, man, I'm back, motherfucker, in New York, and I'm thinner.
I ain't getting
fat again, motherfucker.
Sucking that ass pussy.
I had a Beamer and a show.
Oh, it's great. So great. So great.
Can you not go on me when I'm eating, you cocksucker? No, go back on me.
Listen, sometimes when Michael, they'll be coming for you something.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It's a good Brando.
Was it? Yeah, it's because I'm fat and bald. Nothing to do with the accent.
I thought it was pretty good.
Shut the fuck up, Dan.
Okay,
shut
Robert.
Your mouth, you fucking cunt.
Hey, dude. Not cool.
All right. So listen, here's the deal. Fucking A. I went apple picking. What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
Dude, I'm doing it next Tuesday.
With who?
My girlfriend.
You're going on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
Who does fucking
schmucks are at the fucking? You're by yourself. You're in a
you
giant.
Mean, am I a schmuck?
Yeah. Was
I
went on Saturday? Do you remember when all the families were there?
I went on Sunday.
Oh, was there a lot of people there?
Yeah, because it's fucking yeah.
Yeah, on a Tuesday you get all the fucking maple donuts you want. There are there. You're the only people.
What
there.
The fuck donuts? Is up with this? Why are maple donuts and
you're
apple?
Trying to be healthy.
I'm not trying to be healthy at all, dude.
Yeah, but it's these, great, isn't it?
It is. First of all, we found the best one ever to go to.
Which one did you go to?
Which way the fuck up?
Which
way
where
up
we go to?
By Westport. Is it West Point?
Yeah.
Okay, way the fuck up, and you have to. They have you can pick tomatoes, you can pick grapes.
Ooh, what the fuck is this? You're going out to pick shit.
I know that
I'm
fucks
not
you up. I know.
Anything,
I know. We
fun.
Know. We know.
Why people pay to do migrant work? Yo, DJ, hit that shit. We got it. Def Jam fucking set.
Why people pay to pick shit?
What the fuck? I can't comprehend this.
The men don't
understand. I'm trying to comprehend. My wife even suggested you want to go. Who the fuck are you talking to? Yeah. Apple pick this. The fuck out of here.
Welcome to the
apple
most
picking.
Worked over premise in comedy.
And what's the deal with airplane peanuts?
Why don't you know peanuts no more?
Listen.
Why you?
Yeah. Why you?
The only apples. The only apples that Cotton picks are off the back of a truck.
That's gonna be high and outside.
It's like Louis J. Gomez.
Apples like computers.
I wish you were outside right now. No. Here's the deal. You go up to this place. It's a farm, okay? It's a farm, an apple farm. They have pears. They have tomatoes. They have grapes. They have all kinds of grapes. They have a pumpkin patch. And you go up and you pay, you get a wagon. You buy a wagon. If you don't buy a wagon, a lot of people, we don't need a wagon. It's fucking $2. Get the wagon so you don't look like an asshole carrying a pumpkin and two bags of apples and with a kid. And you fucking, you look like an idiot. So you get the wagon. And then they have, this place has apple pickers. It's a thing.
Mexicans that you yell at?
I want that apple. I want that apple.
I guess you did. I kind of go higher. I kind of go higher for the apple.
You are stupid.
I hate you. I want a new apple picker. Give me a different, taller.
Can we get someone that speaks English over here?
I want a taller, lighter one to
why
make
you,
me feel more
why
comfortable.
You, why you not like your apple picker?
Why you? We don't have apples.
So you get it's a stick with the metal thing on it, and you can, you just see, you get the ones up high, especially
you
poke
your apple picker with it.
faster, motherfucker!
Because this late in the season, most of the apples are fucking picked. The only ones that are left are on the high trees. So then you get you buy a bag and a box, And we went over to the tomato patch and we picked like four or five. A lot of them are gone, but you find them and you get these beautiful tomatoes. Then we went to the grapes and we, dude, I don't know if you ever picked grapes off a vine before.
Never.
First of all, you walk down the grape vine rows and it smells like fucking grape juice. How great is that?
What the fuck are you looking at me? Yeah.
I mean,
so
he's the one guy who said he's never going to do it.
Are you looking at me?
It smells like purple
it
grape.
It smells like, I mean, you just fall in love. It's like your father left again. What the fuck are you
doing? I did not listen to me.
It smells like a big old barbecue.
Listen to me. Listen.
Smells like a big old barbecue we had money.
Like, listen,
oh,
I
like
you, listen.
Right, homie, your mama's.
Listen to me.
Smell that fresh cornbread.
I did not mean to look at you. Only, it wasn't.
I felt like what you were saying was the only thing that can make it better is some baked macaroni, Chris. That's what you need to have.
It smell like chicken gizzard
and a nice stoop to sit on.
Remember that scene in House Party 2 where they're pouring the sugar in the Kool-Aid?
All right, okay.
It was like that.
All right. So, anyways. It smells like grapes. you go down there. It smells like grapes. It's amazing. You're picking. There's like red grapes. There's white grapes. There's purple grapes. So, and you're picking them right off the vine, and you can eat them. And they fucking. They're amazing.
What about the pesticides?
What?
There's a lot of pesticides.
No, they don't have them here.
Okay. I think they use the metal prong to keep them.
Maybe that's why fucking one of my eyes keeps twitching.
Yeah. Bobby's turning into a mutant.
Bobby's like, dude, do you know if you eat enough DDT, it fucking makes you fucking lose a lot of weight?
So, and then we went over to the apple, and we picked a bunch of apples, and it was fucking great. I mean, you wash it off. We had a bottle of water. You wash the apple off, handed it to Max. He just starts fucking chewing on an apple that he picked off a tree. And then we went over, we got a little lunch, we sat down in the pumpkin patch. He fucking, you know, we picked out a huge pumpkin. And then you go in, you get the donuts, which are fucking so hot.
There's donuts there too?
I had donuts.
There's donuts everywhere you go.
I had more donuts.
You bought like 15 home.
Shut the fuck up, Scopo.
I
told you not to fucking say that.
I think if it was a story about
you
hiding
in the shed.
That was between us.
Did you hide him in the shed?
I didn't hide. I'm not hiding food in my house.
If it was a story about you going to the clinic, you'd be like, look, the clinic was great. They had donuts.
Yeah, I blew a tire on the side of the road. That was all right.
Tow truck had donuts. How did the tow truck have donuts?
Dude, I went to the dentist the other day. When I was leaving, they gave me a toothbrush, toothpaste, and a fucking donut.
Yeah, you get it.
You go on a Tuesday.
You only pick places that give free donuts. Yeah.
I wish that
my real estate agent, he was fucking great, dude. He gave me a great deal on the house. Check this out, 2 dozen donuts at closing.
I gave you the first one.
What the fuck? He gave you that one.
I did.
You went at closing, you greedy cocksucker. That
I
sucked.
Gave it to you.
Go on a Tuesday.
Have you ever gone picking for shit?
I think I went apple picking when I was really young, yeah.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Picking for fucking, I don't even know what makes curry, but whatever plant that is.
Spices.
Jesus Christ.
I like the fact he didn't know. I need to get this out, and I'm going to say
that. Was just
his racism was boiling up. He had to do something.
Picking your native spice, you piece of shit.
Mangoes, that would have been a good one.
Mangoes?
That would have been good.
Oh, mangoes.
Do they have a lot of mangoes in wherever the fuck you're from?
Yeah.
Brooklyn,
but you go on
but I mean, look, it's first of all, you drive up there. It's a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
It's amazing. 9A all the way up. You're seeing the foliage, which I love. I love the fucking trees. I don't care. I know that shit's corny. I love it.
It looks like maple glazed donuts growing on the fucking trees, dude.
You pull over, there's a donut.
You go up over the bridge.
I think I've gone to some place.
Right. It's fucking great.
But you go on a Tuesday because then me and my girlfriend could throw apples at each other like assholes. That's what we're doing. I'd be picking apples. All of a sudden, one of them just fly in over the top like, and I'd be like, what the fuck? And I'd see my girlfriend laugh from the aisle.
Jesus Christ, apples can hurt.
Yeah.
fucking psycho.
He turns his girlfriend into a vegetable by pegging her in the temple.
Yeah, she's like in one of those wheelchairs at a weird angle. What happened? Turns out I got a hell of a four-seam fastball. Fucking took her out right in her temple.
Fucking wiping the drool off your girlfriend's cheek.
I'm like, we're in an open relationship now.
The only thing she can eat is maple donuts. Yeah. Like, I can't chew apple.
I'm like, baby, don't you love this?
I have to
Shibo face.
I have to drink my apples from now on.
I wish I could hold him again.
I fucked up.
I slipped on a branch and he threw an apple.
Oh, shit. Well, you've never been apple picking, Lewis?
That's how he survived the first 8 years of his life.
I know he's been apple stealing.
Yeah. Is that where you take your backpack and you sneak onto Old Man Bronson's farm and you take all of his apples and then you take it back to the cave to eat?
What do you think he lived with a farm?
What?
Cave.
What I don't know. His backstory is like he's a boxcar children. Remember those, books? The boxcar children?
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent 3 years of my lives living in the fields.
Yeah.
Hey,
like Peter the Rabbit.
Have you ever been apple picking?
I don't think I've ever been apple picking.
I was going to invite you and B too.
Why
James.
Don't you do that?
Because
she hates me and would have come.
Because who hates you?
She doesn't want to spend time with me. Anyway, what?
No, it's just I know I had such a great weekend with you and you were so nice.
You didn't
want to
fuck it up.
I didn't want you to go, dude. Yeah, I didn't want to fuck it up.
You don't
want to
double down on Lewis time.
I didn't want to double down on Lewis. Yeah. I walked out even and I just wanted to.
Yeah, I don't know.
How was Vegas? It was good.
She was showing a five. I had to walk away.
I lost $150, but you got to get it loose.
You've been.
Yeah,
you've definitely been.
Oh, yeah, parents.
With your family, right?
Oh, yeah.
The only two.
You like it?
I don't remember it that much. I was like 10 probably last time I went.
We should all go apple picking.
That's a terrible
YKWD
idea.
YKWD apple picking.
Yeah, we all go. Okay. Like
it turned into apple throwing within 5 minutes.
First of all, we'd have to stop Lewis and get pizza before we went, then Donut Den, and then we'd fucking go.
I want to go to Donut Den with you guys. Fuck
that.
Apple
sounds
picking.
Good.
Dude, I'll go to Donut Den every cheat day. I swear to God, dude. See, we can make it a thing on Saturday nights.
Look, this is when you ruin things.
What?
Because you want to make things a thing, and then it'll be a podcast. Do we do a podcast at the Donut Den?
Welcome to Donut Den.
My seventh podcast called Den. No, we're not doing it a thing. We'll go again, though. I'm not making it a thing. Dude, I'm going to die.
You really are, dude.
I can't. I got to stop.
It's like I'm watching a fucking, my heroin addict stick a needle under their arm over and over again.
First of all, you were fat 5 months ago. You were a moose.
Really
you and
was.
Me. Stop acting like you have anything to do with
I'm
Dan.
Going down. I'm going down.
Yeah, dude.
It's
yeah,
hard.
Yeah,
it's
but
hard
dude, you
here.
Look good in clothes.
It's
you,
hard.
Lewis, you'll be back, brother.
I won't be back.
Yeah, you will be, brother.
Be
you'll be back.
Should we do some bet?
All right, let's bet right now.
February.
Before we end the show.
February? Are you crazy?
No, I give it like 2 years.
No, you got to give him. Look at dude. No.
Watch.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen.
Bean's going to get pregnant again, and it's over.
Dude, I'm she, by who?
No, she's going to get it sucked out of her. That's what I'm saying.
Bean's going to get pregnant by Chris.
I like where this is going. Talk to me.
I think
she will say the N-word a lot when the blindfold's
taken. I'm already assuming that.
I think you'll definitely be fat again. And I say within 2 years, Lewis will be a fatso again.
Yeah, I say 2 years, too.
2 years.
I'll bet
$100.
I got this time next year.
I'm believing in you, Lewis. I'm going to say you're not going to get fat.
I'm going to get... Here's what's going to happen.
I'm going to take three, though.
I'll say in five, I'll get fat again. By the time I'm 40, I will be fat, and I'm just going to let myself go. I'm not going to continue. There's no way... Because here's the thing, dude. This isn't a sustainable thing, okay? Like, I am obsessed with it, and I'm continuously working out and dieting and focused on it. And you can only do that shit for so long. If I let go, the way my metabolism works, if I just eat bad for 2 weeks and don't exercise... It is very, very noticeable. So that's what happens. You can only keep it up for so long. But I got a good 5 year run in me, I'd say right now. I did it the first time. I was in shape for like 3.5-4 years, like really in shape.
I love Depot. This is how much I love Depot. I saw Chris's shoulder was in, and I was like, I meant, why is Chris not in the shot? And I tapped on the shoulder. He just said, oh, cool, I got it. And he just cut Chris's shoulder completely out. So it's just Lewis. He fucking hates you, Chris. I'm like, where the fuck is Scope? Oh, there he is. All right, you got the shot.
I'm back.
Right.
You listen to the replay. Chris is cut out of everything he says.
I know.
Silence.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly, I just don't. I'm like, Chris, who?
Yeah.
Dude, apple picking is a fucking is a fun. Here's the greatest part about it is you're picking these apples and you get to eat them, and then you pay
to pick apples.
Yeah, it's really not that
it's
fucking.
The best part.
It's kind of terrible. I spent $100, dude.
It's a fucking apple.
Relax. Hang on 1 second.
The apples are delicious.
I got two huge bags of apples.
Dude, 2 bags of apples are like $6 at the supermarket. Yeah.
Hang on, let me fucking.
And you don't got to do manual labor to
I
get
swear
them.
To God, you better come with something good. I
got a big, huge pumpkin. That was $30.
And donuts.
And I got donuts. And I got a hamburger. And I got a hot dog just in case the hamburger wasn't good.
Is this all real? Is this all real? The hot dog, the
and
hot dog.
Everything came with chips.
That is
so listen.
That is such the equivalent of me having a beer before I leave because my friend's calling a cab.
Dude.
I'm going to go get a cab. I'll have a beer while you get a cab.
Yeah, dude, it's bad. I'm done, though. I think I'm done.
Why, man?
What do you mean, why? I don't know, because my button in my jeans right now hurts.
Joie de vivre, bro. Joie de vivre.
What the fuck?
Joy of life.
Really?
It was Haitian.
Love it.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's why I smoke weed and eat ice cream till 4 a.m.
Why?
Can't stop, won't stop. I'm in a depression spiral.
Are you in a depression spiral?
Nah, but
yeah,
I love getting high and play video games.
You have a lot of great shit going on. Why are you depressed, Dan?
I should be depressed.
Why are you depressed?
Why are you depressed,
Tiny
Chris?
Ears. I'm not. I just came out of one.
You can't hear all the positive things being said about you.
Are you really? Were you, did you just come out of a depression?
Yeah, I was bad for like two years.
What happened? 2 years? Shit.
It was ugly.
You we got like
get,
8 minutes.
This is going to get sad as shit.
That's fine, dude. It's okay. First of all, it's not going to get sad. We're going to make fun of you through this whole thing.
We don't care about you.
I am going to mock your depression.
Yeah, if you think we're...
I
get depressed a lot too, but one thing I've learned how to deal with my depression has donuts. Turned into anxiety. Yes, donuts turned into anxiety and then turns into fucking rage. Which sucks.
Address your anxiety.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
I had an argument with 4 people today. 2 of them didn't exist, and I was by myself.
I love fake arguments. Oh, I get up for fake arguments.
There was a guy that, I swear to God, I said it on stage tonight. I go, there was a guy walking across the street that didn't walk fast tonight, and they gave me an attitude. And I yelled at him. He didn't exist. It was a guy, it was like, if it happened. I was like, motherfucker, you don't fucking look at me.
I swore.
I'll fucking run you over, bitch. You don't know me.
I yelled at my friend's mom in a fake argument last night.
Dude, I yelled at you tonight.
Really?
By myself.
For what did I do?
I don't know.
Me and my girlfriend always do this because we have fake fights with each other in our heads. And they're like, what did you do in the fake fight? So what did I do in your fake fight? It didn't really happen?
You guys just kiss passionately and start fucking.
No.
Right. Yeah, you and your girlfriend are fucking like,
she's so hot, dude. Ooh.
She's smoking hot, but it's just such a perfect relationship.
Thank you.
Do you guys ever fight?
Yes, a lot.
Like what? What did you fight about? Last thing you fought about?
You're more perfect. No, you're more perfect.
No, we get mad.
You're white. No, you're white. Your career is going great. Your career is going great. You know what? Our careers are going great. Ice cream. Let's go apple picking. My father's going to drive us.
Oh, her father wouldn't drive us.
All right, relax.
Come on.
No, what the fuck?
We fucking argue
what
all the time.
What the fuck do you fight about?
If one of us is being a dick.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't think of one right now, but we fight all the time.
You're boring. Let's go back to your death depression
Jesus
that you were in.
Right. I thought I got a...
Why the fuck do you depressed for 2
right, so
years?
What happened? You were thinking about your career. Go ahead, go.
No, all right. Well, my mom was sick, and then she died, and then she...
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Dude, why would you bring that up?
It wasn't fucking fun.
What a dickhead.
It wasn't fun. Right,
we got to go.
There was no fun involved in it. Didn't I say Scobo? I warned him. Didn't I warn him, Scobo?
Yeah, but I thought it would be that bad.
It was fucking horrible. Yeah, it was fucking 2 years.
Well, let me ask you a question.
What was up?
Were you and your mom close?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we was real cool.
Oh, you know
I'm black. I fucking love my mom. I love my dad too. But I love my mom. Like,
yeah, but you just didn't know him. You love the idea of him.
Conceptually, dads are cool.
Yeah, dads are like water slides. You just want one, and then you're like, you're jealous of your friends that have them.
I wonder when did I realize I can't swim?
Yeah. That just sounds scary. Just flying down.
Jesus.
Having
sorry.
A man hug you.
Who did you get your ears from?
You
your
got
mom
really
or your dad?
Serious right there.
What?
Right.
No, my dad.
Because he kept hitting that microphone with his dumb knee. I think it's sad that your mom passed away. I mean, can I ask, do you mind if I ask what she passed away from?
Jesus, this is getting... Well, no, I talk about it on stage. I don't really give a fuck.
All right, fuck you. What'd she die from?
No, she died from multiple sclerosis.
What is it?
Multiple sclerosis.
Shit.
I told you it's not going to get fun.
What is that?
MS?
So, yeah, is
MS.
It what Richard Pryor died of?
Yeah.
Felicia,
yeah.
That's cool. I mean, Richard Pryor...
Richard Pryor dies the same thing as my mom. Well, at least I got that.
Let me ask you a question. Was it bad at the end? Did you have to take care of her? Or did you have assistance?
I had a great joke about Lewis.
What?
I was going to say Lewis's mom died of the same thing Lenny Bruce did, the quartz and heroin.
Oh, man. It was legitimately the quartz and heroin.
Like, that is exactly cause of death. That's what it says in her death certificate.
So, man, so do you have a big family? Was it just you?
No, it was big enough. Like, I got two older brothers.
Two older brothers. That sucks, man.
We hung out, and she was in the hospital.
Did you guys take pictures at her funeral?
Did you have a barbecue?
No, we don't.
That happens a lot, dude. That happens.
Chris is Scopo's like a cop asking questions. My brother just got shot. Like, oh, yeah, what are you guys doing? You guys play a little basketball?
Take pictures at the funeral.
You guys barbecuing.
We don't fuck around with all that goofy shit. That's the worst when you go to fucking black funerals and everybody's like standing up there and they try to hop in the casket.
I wouldn't know. I'm not gonna lie.
It's fucking weird, dude.
You dress her up in a Biggie shirt.
R.I.P. her. It's like her on her own shirt. Is that fucking against the rules?
That sounds incredible, though.
Ma, we love you, Ma.
You out here, Ma.
Did your mom ask you to stop doing comedy before she passed?
Oh, dude.
Baby,
I got one wish. Stop saying them stupid ass jokes.
Please get a job.
You are just not...
My grandfather basically said that to me before he passed away. He's like, "You still doing that comedy thingy?" I went, "Yeah, kind of for a living." All right, nice talking to you. So that's fucked up, man. I mean, that is sad. But you know what? Here's the greatest part about being a stand-up. You took it on stage. How great is that? And she's probably looking down on you.
Or up. I don't know her.
Lewis.
She's probably looking down, but she could.
If my uncle is right, heaven is reserved for white people.
She's in black heaven. What is black heaven?
It's sideways.
It's
Idaho. She's looking.
It's a mountain range.
Black heaven is just like a nice cul-de-sac in the suburbs.
All right.
Black heaven is apple picking.
Have you ever ridden a pony? That's black heaven.
So you're out of it, man. You got out of the depression.
Yeah, I'm out of the depression.
Did you go to therapy?
No, I just.
What's up with black people in therapy?
Fuck therapy.
It's a blunt.
I'm a fucking man. And I'm gonna figure it the fuck out, and I don't care if I die in the process. I'm not talking to somebody about my problem.
I gotta go back to therapy.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
I haven't seen him in like 3 months. I don't want to see him again.
But I love it.
I love that.
I want to do it. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't do therapy, but I just talked to like one of my dad. Because my dad's a preacher. He got a preacher I'm cool with.
Right.
I talked
to
him.
Your dad's a preacher?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's really good. Has he seen your comedy?
Yeah. My dad, you know what's funny? My dad likes dirty ass comedy.
Really?
He loves it filthy. He loves filthy comedy. Right. And I'm not even dirty enough for my dad. I feel fucking angry. One time I was at the show.
Ass.
It was
your bitch ass act up there? I'm gonna pray Jesus. I'm gonna pray Jesus puts a man in you. Talking about some real shit. Up there talking about white people love apple picking.
This motherfucker. This motherfucker.
Some easy motherfucking joke.
Hackney premise.
Goddamn blah blah blah. Corinthians 7. Motherfucker. Get that shit going.
I'm up there doing real shit, talking about real Jesus.
So you're out of it now. Are you past it or is it still fuck with you?
With my mom or the depression?
The depression.
The depression. Nah, fuck the depression. I'm done with it.
You're done with it.
I'm done with it.
I didn't know because I've known you not well, of course, for the last few years. I would say seeing you popping around, but you always look happy. You always look how you shit together.
Yeah, it was a lot of blocking going on. A lot of people didn't realize that Monroe and fucking Sue Monroe and Derek and all. They would literally when I was having shitty days, they would block people away from talking to me.
Really?
Because I would snap out. They would start talking. I would just start ripping into them.
But I'll tell you
belligerently.
This. One of the best ball busters I know, Chris Cotton. So much.
Who's
fun.
Chris Cotton?
This guy.
Oh.
One of the most. It's so much fun because he's like, he's a disciple of Keith.
Well, he also
from the Church of Keith.
I think one of the simplest.
They should all be killed. Yeah. Anything Keith has to do with.
Don't get him, Youngin.
I call. You want to hear the message? You want to hear the message?
Tear him up.
This is my fucking one of my best friends, Keith Robinson.
I got the young blood on you. When you guys were smashing Rich Voss on the comedy side of
that
boat
was
ride,
great.
And Voss just had you and Monroe coming. And then Keith was behind you like you guys were fucking Rottweilers on a chain.
I see him.
He's
outside.
Like, get him. Get him.
I see him
fucking
outside.
Keep him down.
I see you guys outside the cellar. I'm like, I just walked the other way. I'm like, I don't want to fucking start with you.
I love it because I know I could walk right up and verbally punch Chris Cotton in the face. And he'll be like, yeah, there's Soder. I love it.
Him and Monroe. Whenever I see him, I'm like, what can I just shit on him for?
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck.
Keith Robinson is just the fucking best. He's the biggest piece of shit. I love him. But
most, two opposite ends right here.
My voicemail is like you. It's great. It's riddled with.
Are you ready? This is ready. This is Keith Robinson. This is my good friend Keith Robinson.
Yeah, hey, stupid. What are you talking about? I'm not here. Well, what do you mean I'm not here? You are there. You just have to pick up your fucking phone. Wherever you are, your phone is. Do you understand that concept? I'm not here. It's not your house phone, you old pop sucker. It's your cell phone. That means your cell phone goes wherever you are, so actually, you're there. Jackass, you are there. I'm busy. That sounds better. How about using that word, I'm busy, which we both know you're not. Right now you're fiddling with some shitty drum set, thinking everything's going to be okay. But guess what? It's not. There we go. That's key.
That's it.
One of my favorite.
That's and this is a constant. I have fucking 100 of these. This cocksucker is one of my closest friends. I love that guy. I love Keith Robinson. Fucking cocksucker.
One of the best things ever is one time DeRosa called me and he had you and Keith on a three-way call.
Jesus Christ.
And I remember all of a sudden Joe's like, what do you think about Soder? And I was like, why would he say that? And then you just hear Keith out of the background go, I don't like him. And he's like, what about you, Bobby? Bobby goes, you know what, guys? I just want to apologize. I want to apologize for putting Dan Soder on my podcast. And I just laid on my couch, and for 30 minutes, you guys beat the shit out of me. The funniest line was Keith goes, and I hate his dumb 49ers. His quarterback's making me racist. There shouldn't be black quarterbacks. That was one of the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. That's like a treat of being a comic in New York where you're like, you just take these
whenever
fucking beatings.
DeRosa calls me, I'm like, I feel like Keith's on this fucking phone. Yeah. So he does that shit all the time, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
No, it's great.
Oh, God. Fucking Robinson's the best. Yeah. Colin Quinn's is a fucking the best, too. That cocksucker will really... I'll call him up. He'll catch my phony tone in a second. He'll go, wait a minute, you piece of shit. You called me, you cocksucker. You don't fucking call me. You don't fucking tell me. This is a man. This is a famous person walking on the street biting his finger, just yelling cocksucker into a phone.
Fucking great.
Wow, dude. Look, I'm glad you're out of your depression, and I'm sorry to hear about your mom. But you know what? It seems like, again, funny is... helped you through it, and you know, now you get some good new jokes.
Well,
what's the joke?
Some okay jokes. He's working on them.
Is it new stuff?
Yeah, it's new as shit. I just started talking about
that sucks when you're doing a joke that really means something to you that bombs. Like my mom had to die for this shitty joke.
Jesus Christ, you pieces of shit! That's
I didn't say
about.
That.
I was talking about.
Okay, I backed. I just bowed my head on
it's
that 50, one.
It's so 50-50. It's like some crowds are like, oh, it's hilarious, because they don't give a fuck about me. But the ones that like you are like, oh shit, his mom. I'm like, bitch, laugh, motherfucker.
That's the funny part. People go like, it's like, oh, you can't. Like, dude, it's my, like, I talk about my dad being dead. I talk about my mom being dead.
We do too.
Dude.
We love how your dad died in the parking lot of a Caldor. Bring.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Sorry, dude. Is that real?
No, no, a guy named Jesus killed him.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking crazy. Jesus. Right. It's got his family.
All right, listen. We got to wrap this fucking thing up. Okay. Unbelievable.
That is so fucking sad.
No, you didn't end it sad. Listen, let's go to the chat room real quick before we walk out. Anybody in there? Nobody's sad, right? What do we got? What are they talking about?
Johnny O says, never have this guy on again. It's depressing. Ooh. Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Deepu. Want a fucking screeching halt? Just fucking speak, asshole. Come on, keep the fucking show going. What does it say?
Metal Fred says, I'm not surprised Keith doesn't know what voicemail is.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people saying they feel bad for Chris.
Most of it is nigga.
No, what does it say? read them fucking... Oh, God.
If I read them directly, they would be they would fall pretty flat.
I want you to read them directly and fall flat, because let us be the judge of it.
All right.
Let us add the funny to it.
Jizz Jam says,
"Fucking asshole." Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Let me fucking let me direct the fucking show,
I don't care what he said.
And
I
you just
guy.
Fucking
Jizz
do.
Jam.
He goes, "How we would have missed that? I would have missed that."
Come on, you tits seven. So. Yeah.
If we go by Deepu's rules, we would have never had Jizz Jam.
I find most of these names very inappropriate.
Jizz Jam.
That was. I mean, you literally couldn't have written that better. Dude, there's just nothing. There's nothing funny on what these guys say. Fine, Jizz Jam says.
I got it.
Jizz Jam says.
That's got to be the fucking name of the podcast.
Jizz Jam. Jizz Jam 7. Go ahead.
Jizz Jam says Jerry Shepardini.
Yeah. Oh my God, I hate him. That's a song that Norton sings that gets stuck in my head every once in a while. Jerry Shepardini. That will be stuck in your head later. Tonight you'll be. With your chick or home with your kid with somebody? Eh? Are you living alone now? I'm living alone.
Beatrice does not like me.
Jerry Shepardini. All right, what else? Okay.
A bunch of people are saying that you look like Lord Varys from Game of Thrones.
I'll take that.
I've got my spiders everywhere.
I've got my spiders everywhere.
Sometimes I keep a sorcerer, a little kid. You know, in Westeros, all the secrets go up. That's so fucking funny. I love the people saying that.
Go ahead, what else?
Metal
that was two things that were fucking hilarious, by the way. You fucking curly-haired cocksucker.
You know what to do. All
right, go ahead, what else?
Metal Fred says, I feel bad for Chris. I'm going to follow him on Twitter.
Hey!
You go.
I'd block him.
No, you're talking about Chris Scobo for not being funny. All
right, what else?
Jerry Shepardini.
It's stuck again, isn't it?
Yes.
It's the worst. What else?
Jester Skull says, Lewis goes banana picking.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Hey, fuck you, Maddie Jess Schultz. He's the intern on my fucking show. You're fired.
No, that's your intern?
Really?
Yeah. Good job, Matt.
He's fucking funny.
He's very funny.
I'm not wearing the same shirt, Matt.
Go ahead. Is Kelly still in the fucking chat?
No, she hasn't. She was here
she
at the
died.
Start. Yeah.
Her feet are just swinging in front of her fucking body.
I could probably pipe that in, too, if you want, next time.
No. What do you mean, pipe it in?
Feet of her hanging up.
No, I don't want to know.
All right. We should have her Skype in for an episode.
I could do that.
We have to light that like that.
We'll talk after.
Can we have Kelly Skype?
Yeah, we'll have Kelly Skype next time if she wants to, if she's there. Who else? What else? Anything else?
She got a Skype from like a voyeuristic angle though, so I can jerk off to it.
Are you coming back?
No, I'm kidding. I'll watch it just to jerk off to her shitty voice Skype.
Chris, I'd love to have you back. You're very funny.
I can have more sad stories. That's what I got.
Yeah, you beat Chuck Hudson in the no-name black comic audition off.
Yeah, considering you're coming with every fucking blues premise possible.
Daddy was a preacher.
Mommy done died.
Mommy died.
I was in a depression for 2 years. Now I'm going to cry. My name's Chris Cotton.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Chris Cotton.
Don't nobody leave here without singing the blues.
It's hard. Coming from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
City of brotherly love.
Ah, where Joe DeRosa and Big J once came from.
I know all the players. I know Bring 'em Back Kurt.
I know little Hot Kill.
I know Hot Sidewalk Keith Robinson. I know all of them.
Yeah.
Y'all ready to jam.
My name is Chris Cotton.
Yeah, Chris, you know you have to go blind when you're older, right?
Just play the slide guitar.
Like, if you don't go blind and you're not on the porch playing the guitar somewhere.
I made this guitar when I was 11 years old.
I'm a harmonica type
guy. Oh, my God. Why did you not let that died. I made this guitar when I was living at home. This cocksucker tried to do a soda and he failed. And I'm living at
home.
I just let it happen.
This cocksucker.
Speaking in gibberish.
My button. My button is fucking just digging into my fat.
Alright. Being fat sucks so much, dude.
I know.
It just sucks, dude. Living life sucks being fat.
Jeez, are you trying to get me to fucking kill myself tonight?
Hey. I'm just saying.
Try to take over the podcast.
I but it's funny. I mean, this this role that I'm doing, I'm fat.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm fat in it. Like, the jokes wouldn't work. There's one joke. I think there's one line.
In the contract, if you lose any weight, you're off the show.
I could have lost some. I fucked up. I went too far.
Didn't Leary say not to?
He did. But I could have.
You could have trimmed. You
can't. Yeah, I fucked up, dude. I get into depression with good stuff.
I do the same.
And stress. I used to deal with stress with cigarettes, coffee, pussy, drugs, alcohol. And now it's just food.
Donuts, dude. All day fucking donuts.
It's fucking sad, but I got to get a hold of it because I can't. This is the last beast for me to conquer.
I got
to
clear out my house. That's how I do it. So when I snack, I have to eat.
Yeah, but I got a kid and I got a wife and I can afford to
You make everybody eat healthy. That's what the fuck you do. Yeah. You're the fucking
Yeah, but
mad.
That's great. That's a good thing, though, for what? Max. If you're, you want to implement healthy.
He eats way better than me, dude. She cooks. She doesn't do baby food. She cooks him food every fucking day. 3 meals, 4 meals a day he's eating.
Yeah, us too.
Huh?
What was that?
We cook James food every day too.
Man.
No baby food.
What?
You do baby food.
We're going to go.
First of all, how are you going to cook food on a hot pot?
On a what?
A hot pot.
A hot pot.
Really? What are you fucking?
A hot plate.
What are you grilling up fucking squash on a radiator?
We give him grilled cheese 3 meals a day.
No, you don't.
We make him precious food.
No, we do a lot of baby food, though.
Yeah.
Like just the organic fucking stuff. We mix
Nah, it's fine. I'm just, Dawn can do it. B has to work. You guys are hustling.
I fucking love Dawn, dude. Why can't I be with her?
Clean the fucking
I'll take
house
B. Out. You want Dawn?
Dude, I would take Dawn. And
you have to take Dawn to your
swap
place, though. I get B in my house with my shower.
Yes, fine.
And my new bidet.
Just fucking bend her over the shower. Just,
hey, right. God. This is why she's not with
I'm
you.
Listen. I'm actually going to jerk off to the image of Bob Bag and B later.
I got
to
go.
Listen. I do have to go.
Lewis, what do you got, buddy? All right, Dan, what do you got? Dan, what do you got?
Twitter at Dan Soder. I'm going to be in Seattle.
This is next Monday, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be at Laughs Kirkland, and also I'll be at...
Where?
In Kirkland, Washington, at Laugh Spot.
Ooh, it sounds fun.
It is great. I love that club. And I'll be at Cap City beginning of December. First week of December, Cap City in Austin, Texas.
Fucking love you, dude. Thanks for coming back. One of the funniest guys.
I love you.
In the fucking planet, dude.
No, stop.
Love it. You got a new radio show, too, right?
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out. It's not official. We don't know where we're going yet.
And where is it?
It's going to be on Sirius.
You and Big J.
Big J and I.
Fucking great show. I've heard nothing. I'm going to be honest. I haven't listened to it, but I've heard nothing but great shit about it.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Every day it's on?
We don't know yet. We don't know. Oh, okay.
Good for you. Man.
Ramifications.
Chris, what do you got, buddy?
I got Levity
Tiny
Live.
Tiny ears.
big lips. Shit. No, I'm at Levity Live.
Okay,
29th.
Jokes.
Yeah. Can you read it like you're not in the depression?
I don't know. All
just
right,
say it
hold
fast.
On. There you go. I got Levity Live 29th. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, I like it. Keep going. Yeah,
that's it. It's like Mike Brown. I like it.
Oh, yeah. It's bottle service. Hennessy, everybody. Yeah. November 6th to Stan. I'll come through. Be there. Don't meet me there. Beat me there.
Yeah.
And also, me and my homie Dave Timmel, we do a podcast called First World Problems. So tune in.
All right, cool. Check it out. What do you got, Lewis? What do you got?
Guys, go to my website, realizedude.com.
Stop going back and forth. Talking to the microphone.
You should go follow me on Twitter, Lewis J. Gomez.
Yeah. Is that it?
I'm just so used to making the motion of sucking cock, so I have to do that.
All right, my button is killing me. I got to adjust.
No, I'm done, dude.
What do you got, Scopo?
Hit me at Twitter, at Chris Scopo. And then Bobby's dates.
What do you got? Wait, let's get Deepu in there.
Oh, my bad.
You can follow me on Twitter, at R2Deepu. October 30th, I'll be at St. John's University in Queens. And this week only, on Amazon, if you use keyword Deepu, you can get an error message that says that doesn't fucking do anything.
At Cotton215.
All right, we're going to work on Deepu being funnier.
Should we get the bandana for that? Or
wow. Yeah, please give him the bandana.
I thought it was a great Deepu joke, but all right.
Yeah, well, you should run it by that joke program you wrote. where am I going
to
be?
Did you have to fucking sit on your knees and pray to the east in order to get that joke?
Yeah, it took forever.
He's fucking
give me the bandana.
Jesus Christ. He's fucking Indian.
Yeah, it's different.
Not Arab, you fucking.
Religion.
No, it's not whatever. It's
totally
different.
Different religion.
Yeah, are you not? First of all, Indian's not a religion, you fucking
no,
fat
it's
ass
not.
Fucking,
it's fucking
idiot. Indian's not a religion.
Wait, who are you talking
Indian's
to?
Indian's not a religion.
Okay.
No, it's Muslim.
All right, listen, I gotta go. We gotta read my dates. Go. I'm gonna get into an argument about this dumb.
What religion are you?
Sikh.
Same shit, dude.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
It's not.
Do you hate Americans?
Sometimes.
Exactly.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, okay. Come on, go. He's in
October 29th, Empire Casino in Yonkers.
Ooh-wee.
November 8th, Comets Come Home, the Boston Garden Kid.
Fucking dude, Boston Garden, there's 14,000 fucking people.
Are you done with that?
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
14th and 15th of November, Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
That's a good one. Get your tickets now.
December 4th, 5th, 6th. Magoobie's Joke House.
Oh, really?
In Timonian, Maryland.
Why? How many nights?
Three nights.
Shit.
And I'm only telling you.
No, I'm kidding.
That's a Thursday, Friday,
there.
Saturday.
That is actually a great, it's a great club, man. Magoobie's Joke House is awesome. So make sure you go to robertkellylive.com for all my dates. You can buy the tickets right off the website, and you can also get my Robert Kelly Live award-winning app and get the tickets right off there. Make sure you support all these people that are on the show, the regulars and the new guys. The one thing this show can do for all of us, we give it out free every week, but if you could check us out, do what we do is stand-up comedy. The more you guys show up to our shows and support us live, the more the clubs will bring us back, and then we get paid, and so on and so forth, and we can help each other out, and I can bring people, and then Lewis can bring people, and Chris can bring people, and so on. That's how it works. So you guys are the best. Thanks everybody who came out to Gotham this weekend, fans of the show. Unbelievable. You guys are the best. Make sure you support all the shows on the Riotcast Network. I again want to thank Pete Curley and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco,
who with the brand new awesome podcast on the Riotcast Network. Make sure you check it out. Support them. That's it. You guys are the best. Thanks for listening. You know what?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.